you to stay here beside me. I won't be okay and I won't pretend I am. So just tell me today and take my heart. Please take my heart.
It is 6:25 here in Guest Metro Manila. It's Thursday morning, 5:25. I say here because we're all together in this. Of course, it'd be radio. Obviously, I'm not there, but it's also 5:25 here in New York City on a Wednesday night. Welcome to the program. 631-0899 is our phone number. A little special show we have again, as we've done this many times here throughout the years where we lose somebody. And Grace, in fitting fashion, is not there yet, right? Because who goes to work on time?
Who goes to work on time
on their last day?
True.
Right?
Who had the most dramatic exit, like, in the history of the show?
Oh, my first exit. My first exit from this show, oh gosh, it was 12 years ago.
Wow.
I'm sorry, 10 years ago. I was 1 month and 5 days. Something like that from what
wow.
It is today, where, you know, we had radio DJs and all that stuff record messages for me. We played it on air and one little sappiness and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the bosses and all that stuff. That was really dramatic. My exit last year was a little dramatic because no one knew why I was leaving. They just knew it was about something very serious going on in my personal life. Like, no one knew yet at the time, except I think Grace, Mojo, and Chopper knew. So they were, like, all, you know, kind of down about that. So again, we said it yesterday. Aside from that, everyone's left rather scandalously. Mm-hmm. Pretty in on bad terms. So this is going to be cool because this is good. This thing. Wait, I think Andy might have left. Andy might have had a goodbye show as well, if I'm not mistaken.
The first
that was
or the second
cool.
one?
So yeah, so...
Her first or her
second one.
Exit? The second
yeah,
one.
The first one, she was pulled by force. The second one, she was pulled by force, but it was like, you know, well, let's see. We're just going to move her to another time slot, so it's not really yanking her off the show. Yeah. I mean, out of the station. All right, so anyway, here we go. 631-0899. I know we're going to get a ton of calls about Grace and her and the goodbyes and whatnot, and we won't talk all 3 hours or about her leaving. You know, we'll get into regular show content and whatnot, but of course, from time to time, there will be some sort of reference to her saying goodbye. It is 627. Grace, this is the latest she's ever been.
Well, yeah. It's 627. This is true. Hala, is she even coming?
Right? Did you talk to her? Or did you? You know, maybe she forgot that she was supposed to be here. She
didn't set the alarm yesterday. Right? I was telling her that she was going to cry.
And she remembered.
Yeah. She's supposed to be here. We have a call taker. Hello to Junior Jack Finch. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, hey Finch. All right, so what I want to like, I want to play some. I know I have like sound clips from Grace throughout her time here. Like, I remember. We should do this when she's here, though. By the way, because it would be better. But like, we have.
And I'm gonna say, there's nothing wrong with masturbation.
Whoa!
Yeah, you know.
Grace Lee.
Yeah, yeah. These are some of the things Grace has said over the years. I remember when she admitted, you know, she's always been into politicians. Her and Cheese Escudero.
I've done it with Cheese.
Yeah, I remember that. she's done it with Cheese.
Maybe she's talking like food.
Yeah, who does it with cheese? It would just make it smell, right? So, of course, that's definitely, you know.
I've done it with cheese.
Yeah, you see, of course, that was very scandalous. That made it to the paper with Senator Escudero there. I remember when we had this segment where Grace sang the song You Belong to Me by Taylor Swift, and she also played the instruments with her own voice, and that was kind of cool. So this is her doing the beat with her mom. You know, she's doing that whole beatbox thing, and that was cool.
But she has shorts, skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. You could see that I'm the one.
Grace Acapella-ing it out. Good job.
So why can't you see
first on different track.
You belong with me.
And when she was at the time campaigning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I remember at the time she was campaigning against her boyfriend, and you know, wow, how things turned out. The big rival for President Aquino back then was Manny Villar, and Grace was such a supporter of Manny. So it's kind of funny how it's turned around. So here she is singing Manny's theme song in Korean. For all the Koreans to vote for Manny, obviously they couldn't, but you know, at least to tell their friends and then whatnot. Up with her if he heard that. That was the theme song for Senator Villar in his run for the presidency against her current boyfriend. My God. Wow, times have changed.
Indeed.
631-0899, phone number 1-800-10-KILBER. Good morning, provinces. I didn't say hi to you guys yet. And wherever you are around the world on Magic 899.fm, of course on Magic 89.9, if you're in Metro Manila, you can call us. We'll let you know when Grace gets here. In the meantime, how about we get some songs going while we wait for our first lady? And I do have a feeling that, I know we tease her about this whole first lady thing, but I know for, like, I can't say for a fact, you know, no doubt about it, but I mean, I see it, I feel it inside that the reason why she's going is we might see her one day formally first lady of our country. That's what I think. Do you feel that way?
You asked me this before, and I did say, and she got into a whole lot of trouble because of what I said, that this will go to the altar someday. And I really, there's a huge part of me that believes that.
Yep, I agree. All right, here we go. Let's get to it. 6:32. Let's get to some Naked and Famous. Now, hi, my name is Mo, if you just tuned in. We're on till 9 o'clock. That over there is the beautiful Susie. Grace Lee, just hopefully minutes away. Susie will catch up with her, and I'm going to guess right now if you can call her and see where she's at. It's Magic 89.9. Good morning, everyone. Today, I remember this one time we pranked Grace Lee pretty good on the show. We had a fake caller call in, and we were recording it. What actually was airing on air was a recording of me saying, "Guys, we're at this point. we are pretending to be on air in the booth when we're not.
Yes.
We're actually recording it, and it's going to the recording.
This.
Right, remember that. And then we had a guy call the show and just say the most horrible things about Koreans just to try to get, so just so we're sort of elicit some sort of aggressive and profane response from Grace. And we're like, Grace, say the F word. She's like, no, we're not on air. Just say it. She goes, okay, F. And she was so pissed off.
How did she know that you weren't on air?
Play that a little bit. Or maybe I mean, she didn't. Because Grace is not a technical DJ. She doesn't
know. She has no idea what's going on.
She saw, you know, the on-air light. Yeah. She has no idea what the hell's going on when it comes to the buttons. And you know how the on-air light in every radio station was on air. So it means we must be on air. But I just turned the light on to pretend we were on. And then we were conversing off air, recording it in the booth. And we got a fake caller to go ahead and, like, just say the worst things about her people and stuff like that. She got so offended. And I was like, say bad words to him. She's like, no, I can't do it. Like, just do it.
And the
whole time on air, you guys were hearing a recording of me just saying, guys, listen, we're pranking her. Just relax. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. You know, whatever, whatever. So there's that. Anyway, did you call her? Where is she?
Okay, Skype is down, so I can't talk to you. Or are you not there? And Grace is not picking up. This is turning out to be a wonderful day.
What?
She is not picking up.
She pulled one on us. And what are all the TV stations that, yesterday it was like, all the big TV stations, all of them are going to be there. The boss was telling all the TVs. And I was like, really? Even GMA, like, you know, the station that's suing me, if I'm not mistaken. And, they're going to be there too? And I'm like, she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, great. And I got a shower and all these things. But is that her?
No one's
just walking out the door.
I can hear
somebody walking in the door. No? All right.
We'll call her now.
We'll get to her in just a little bit.
Grace Lee, what the hell is wrong with you?
Let's call the landline. Put it on air. Let's go. Let's call the landline. Let's go talk to her mom and stuff.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Let's do this. Hey, can you... Hey, wait.
Maybe some PSG guy will answer. You know, if you can help.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Yeah?
It's dial 109. Hold on.
Call the landline.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know it's us.
Hello. Hold on. I'm trying to do everything here, so it's pretty hard.
Do you want me to play that song so you get on that?
I'm good. Finch is helping me out. That's the
amateur hour. Yeah.
It is not. It is. What do I say? Give them this number.
Hello?
But be quiet because people will hear her number. There you go.
I'll just play this.
I'm on the bleachers, dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time.
Everyone's loving it.
No, put it on air. Who's he talking to?
No, he's calling the operator.
Who's he talking to?
The operator for the 109.
Why is he?
Because I do not have her landline.
Sorry. We have an operator now in the studio, in the station, if we want to call out?
Yeah. There, here we go. You know what? We'll play a song.
Wait. Explain to me. What do you mean? Like, if you want to call...
If you want to call a cell phone...
If you want to call outside, you have to go through an operator
If you want to call a cell phone number, you call one.
No, call the landline.
I do not have her landline.
Call the landline.
Send it to me.
Wait, what about that password that only like a few of us know where you don't have to go through the operator? I gave you
one.
That. And
yeah,
now that you're part of the team, you don't have to go through the secretary and so that you can call international and really get the phone bill all for the station have to pay. I gave you the password for that.
I have it. Here we go.
Let's go, baby. Come on. All right, use that. We'll get to a song and then you can use that. All right, and then we'll find out where Grace is. And if she doesn't come to work, that's screwed. Here's Katy Perry. It is 6:40. Feel free to call us, by the way, if you want to get on yourself on the show. Magic 89.9.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you?
You listen to World Famous Magic 89.9 at 6:43 on this Thursday morning. And Grace is not picking up her phone. She's asleep, yes?
Yes, I think so. It is safe to say. Do you have her, the number in her house?
That's great.
Do you
have
her, the number in her house?
Let's
no, I don't. Do you have Malacanang somewhere? Maybe she's sleeping there this morning. You know?
People
you know,
are asking.
Maybe that's what it is, right? He's consoling her. He's like, okay, it's your last day. Baby, dito ka na, bebe.
Bebe.
Dito ka.
I love that they call
Higa ka na dito, bebe.
Higa ka na lang dito, bebe. People are asking if they can drop by the station today for Grace's last day. Of course, you guys can say you can drop by, say goodbye.
Sure.
9907 Paragon Plaza, it's a corner
of if you're, by the way, if you're Grace Lee, if you're Grace, you can drop by the station today,
yes.
Too. Yeah, feel free. Yeah, if your name's Grace Lee, please
here.
Come down.
What are your names?
Since it's your show.
Joe and
Mitch. There you go. They're here. They want to say goodbye to Grace. We all want to say goodbye to Grace, but Grace doesn't want to say goodbye to us.
That's right. All right, we'll skip her. I'm sure she'll show up. I think what her, I guess, I'm assuming now, because she's never late, her plan is to come here maybe in the last 30 minutes along, instead of, you know, the whole program, because it's her last day. That's what people do. All right, a little while ago, the new iPad, iPad 3, iPad HD, whatever you want to call it, was announced to launch next Friday, if I'm not mistaken, in the U.S. It'll also be available on that date in other countries like, say, Germany, Britain, Hong Kong, if I'm not mistaken, Singapore, where else? Australia, you know, here the U.S., Britain. And then on the 23rd or the 26th, I'm not 100% sure, it's going to be available in other, like 23 other countries. Philippines not included on that list, so we'll probably get it maybe in a month or hopefully sooner. But yes, it's going to be out next Friday, and I know you guys are pretty excited about this because anything the people over there at Apple make generates so much demand, even in our country, even though it's really, really expensive. We all dig it. So you're going to find that the specs online, you can see that it's going to be double resolution, HD, so that's really cool. The camera, which a lot of people expected to be beefed up since when the iPad 2 launched, the resolution was so poor. Mm-hmm. On that camera, man, it was so bad. Like,
yes,
it was so bad that when people would say, "Hey, like, can I take a photo with you or something like that? Or can we take a picture?" and they use their iPad, I'm like, "Oh, sweet Jesus, it's gonna come." You might as well just draw it; it'll look better because the camera on that was so bad. Now, excellent camera, 5 megapixels. It's gonna be cool. The size of the screen still the same at 9.7 inches. Again, the Retina display that you see on the 4 and the 4S is gonna be there, so that's gonna be huge.
9.7 inches.
It's just gonna be so damn clear.
Is it black?
Same, yeah. I got the black one, a 9.7-inch screen. It's 5.4 if you get the light colored one. Storage, same, 16 gigabyte, 32 gigabyte, 64 gigabyte. Oh, it's 4G.
Ooh.
So that's cool.
What's the difference?
Yes.
I'm not very techy.
Super fast internet speeds. Like, really, really super fast. I mean, I have a 4G little thing here in New York, and it's awesome. It's going to be a little bit heavier. About, I don't know, 50 grams heavier, which is not much. 0.6 millimeters thicker, which, again, not much. Mm-hmm. The watts on the battery is going to be 42.5 compared to the iPad 2 at 25. And after that, it looks like it's just going to be pretty much the same. But exciting because of that display.
Do you know how much
4G,
it's going to be?
Also very cool. And the camera, very cool. Mm-hmm. Same price.
Same price
as well, what
nice.
A brand new iPad 2. Yes, yes.
Wow.
And I bought one today. So
what?
I'm really excited. I'll get it on. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so you get it
on
you
Friday,
had it
next Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that's. So you don't have to line up or anything?
No, I bought it, paid for it, everything, just waiting for it in the mail. No. I mean, it was a chore because if you want to get on their website, you know, for a lot of the day, it was very slow or down at times because so many people are trying to order it. But I was able to sneak mine in, thrilled about it, and I'll review it with you guys next week when it arrives in the mail.
Nice. Oh, people are angry at you right now. I'm
sorry?
Jealous. Very, very. Grace, by the way, still isn't
I'm sorry.
Perfect.
Okay.
So
no worries. Do we got calls, though, that should we answer, or should we take a commercial break? What do you want to do? You're the boss.
Wow. There's something wrong with the phone lines as well. So it's a beautiful day on good times.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we have some topics I want to discuss. The number one thing, I'm sure you guys have seen this on your Facebooks.
Oh, yes.
The Twitter account, the YouTube, whatever, the Joseph Kony video that so many people are asking us to plug, comment on whatever. It has like 9.9 million hits already. Whoa. On YouTube. We can discuss that a little bit if you guys want to go ahead and call and talk about that. I have a guest tonight from a International Basketball Magazine.
Yes.
I was talking to you about him yesterday.
Yes.
He used some of my photos on the magazine, so I'm really thrilled about that. You all know I've been into photography, not as a professional, but as a kind of like a hobbyist. And finally, I'm going to have some of my pictures put in a magazine. That's really, really exciting for me. And we'll talk about that magazine for a little bit and some NBA stuff for you guys for our sports segment, maybe in around the 7:30 time slot. So we'll go ahead and do that. So see you in just a few minutes. Don't go away. Back after this.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York. Vote Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
Five friends, all with BlackBerry phones. But are they all BBM friends?
Did you see Rina's BBM? For sure, she like this delicious food.
What's funny?
Never be out of the loop again with Smart's BBM-only plan. Finally, you can BBM to Sawa for as low as 15 pesos per day. Available on Smart Prepaid. Just text BBM space day to 2207. Get this only from Smart. For other BlackBerry plans, visit m.smart.com.ph/bbinfo.
KFC Streetwise code number 11.
Hello, cellphone. Kailan ba ako magkaka-girlfriend?
Sorry, I don't know the answer.
Talking cellphone? Not Streetwise.
Pare, tingin mo, kailan ba ako magkaka-girlfriend?
Eh di, pag hindi mo na kinakusap cellphone mo.
Talking to a friend, Streetwise. Dahil lang Streetwise, di masakit sa bulsa. Parang KFC Streetwise value menu. 50 pesos lang. Now with the new flavor shots meal. So good.
Enjoy your favorite KFC Streetwise snacks and meals for only 29 pesos and 50 pesos. Like and follow KFC Philippines on Facebook and Twitter.
Whenever you order a SunMake Strong Ice, just imagine an elephant. The largest elephant in the world. The largest elephant in the world that knows ninjutsu. The largest elephant in the world that knows ninjutsu that's out to get you! SunMake Strong Ice. It slides smooth and strikes strong. So the weapon is unlike anything you've ever experienced. Drink responsibly.
SunMix Strong Ice has the hit that's unlike anything you've ever experienced. The hit that's subtle, yet strong. Slide smooth, strike strong. Whoopak! Drink responsibly.
Lupet, man! Tumugtog yung paborito kong banda. Sarap sana sabayan ng inom. Kaso, malik. Saka, once a year lang daw sila tumutugtog.
Magkano entrance?
200.
Consumable?
Hindi. May libreng sakit. Medyo mausok sa loob.
Kaya, eh alam akong lugar. Mura na, rock and roll pang gabi-gabi. Saan ka pa?
Saan?
Hatakin na ang barkada, papunta sa Tiendasitas. Gabi-gabi ang rock and roll at mura pa ang inuman. Tiendasitas, Pinoy's best for everyday living.
Doon! Rock and roll talaga, mami!
Sausage McMuffin!
Beat road hunger. Fast. McDonald's drive-thru.
Early morning rush? Have a sausage McMuffin at a nearby McDonald's drive-thru.
Dad, how much is my session at the internet cafe for a day?
50 pesos for transpo plus more than 50 pesos for computer rental.
Correct. So we can get an internet for the home and a netbook na.
Nah, that's more than 50 pesos.
Of course not, Dad. Finally, your own netbook and an unlimited broadband connection for your home for as low as 50 pesos a day. Only from Home Smart Bro Wireless. Own a Neo or Acer netbook bundled with unlimited home broadband for as low as 50 pesos a day.
So, Dad...
50-50.
Huh?
50-50. We'll split the time of netbook use for the house.
Dad!
Apply now. Visit the nearest smart store or home reseller. Promo runs from Feb 1 to April 30, 2012. Per DTI NTR permit number 10336, series of 2011. See flyers for details. For inquiries, call asterisk 1888 from your smart cell phone.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York. Vote Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
Seems like just yesterday. You were a part of me. I used to stand so tall. I used to be so strong. You're
6:56, we have some announcements. Go ahead, dear, before we get to some phone calls.
Here we go. Today's mobile phones are so advanced, you can actually already surf the internet with them. But sometimes you may get the shock of your life when your billing statement arrives at the end of the month. That is called bill shock. And thanks to Globe, that is now a thing of the past. Just use Globe Postpaid Power Surf. First, choose from Plan 99 for 50 MB, Plan 299 for 300 MB, or Plan 499 for 1 GB of internet use, all for 30 days. And if you ever exceed your MB allocation, don't worry, because you will never be billed at more than 999 for that month. That is Globe's guarantee, so you are guaranteed happy. Just call asterisk 143 pound or text Power Surf space the plan amount to 8888. So if you want Plan 499, just text Power Surf space 499 and send that to 8888. Globe Postpaid Power Surf, no bill shock guaranteed. Promo extended until August 15, 2012. For your answer, permit number 8527, series of 2011.
And we got a word that Grace will be here on the show around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and she should wrap up the show for us then. So if you guys are waiting for her, it should happen in the next 30 minutes or an hour. So we have a lot of stuff we can talk about prior to that. I did some shopping today.
Oh.
After, I mean, aside from the whole iPad thing, I went to a department store, bought some video games.
Mm-hmm. What exactly? I'm not a video game person, though.
It's just a sports game and something game. But don't worry about it. That's not the point. But the big point here is I was dressed like the employees, like what I was wearing, yes? Mm-hmm. And I was a customer asked me a question regarding some of the merchandise.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure, I don't know if, has that happened to you before where you're like, man, what kind of
but
though? And you're standing like,
never.
Oh,
but,
customer.
But I've been the customer who asked a random stranger and thought that they were a salesperson. And it's embarrassing.
Oh, really?
It is
what
very embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. It's embarrassing on both parts.
Lalo, if you say,
you know?
Ate.
You know? It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yes.
So I went ahead and, you know, and I don't ever get offended. I know people who get offended by that. Well, what do you think I look like to you? You know, they think it's some sort of insult. I you know me, I'm really cool with all of these things. And I went to, I started explaining to the person that it's on sale. You know, it's like a buy one, take one. Plus, if you buy a third one, you'll get like two more free. You know, just inventing sales that were really not in existence just to have fun with some of them. And then that was kind of cool. And then I kind of wanted to wait around and to see if the customer would complain to the management that they thought they were getting this great deal on these games because a sales associate said so, and it didn't happen. So I was like, damn it.
Sayang.
But I'm sure, you know, yeah, I don't know. You never get offended. Would you have gotten offended if someone came up to you that way?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think the people that I have mistaken for salespeople were offended. Maybe like a good 70% of them. Yeah,
well,
they
look
pretty miffed. You know, hindi ako dito nagtatrabaho like that. Like, oh, sorry.
I guess it depends also what industry, like what kind of store it is. You know, like, so, I mean, say you're driving on Makati Avenue at night, and then there's a girl walking there, and then you lower the window.
That is
big,
different.
You know, how much for a night with you? Then, oh, yeah, I mean, that's the supreme. Like, and then there are guys who, I guess, go out, and then maybe some gay guys will, you know, kind of hit on them thinking they were gay, too, and then they get offended. I mean... I wouldn't get offended either on that one, but I would see why. Maybe the being mistaken for a prostitute thing.
That would be, I would
understand if someone would be a little bit pissed off. But I don't get it why people get upset about these things. And in your experience as well, how people got, you know, appear to be upset with you for a mistake like that, especially if you dress up, you go to a store and you're dressed just like the people who are in sales or customer service or just really the uniform of the store.
But like for tianguis or like bazaars, and the salespeople are in, you know, random clothes, and so are the customers. I think it's pretty, you know, a lot of people are going to make that mistake, and you shouldn't.
Yeah, but you know, because there are people also na medyo maingay, diba? So biglang tatanong lang, hindi naman they don't observe and see who's the one who appears to be the one selling. You know, they'll just go ahead, grab, say, oh, makana. They'll just kind of look for the person is closest to them. Yeah, I mean, siguro nakakainis yung mga tanong ganyan. But you know, generally, I'll just stay there. If I'm in a situation like that, I'll just sit, kind of observe which one is the one that appears to be selling the goods. And then, you know, wait patiently and see. Obviously, you can just kind of overhear some of the conversation going on, and you can just, yeah, then you can go ahead and decide which one you think is the correct person. But anyway, 6310899. Have you ever been in that embarrassing situation? Did you get mad? How bad did it get? Were you mistaken for a prostitute on the street? That would be cool. You can give us a call. Tell us what it's about.
6310899. We have a call from Cebu, from N, and this person wants to ask, where the heck is Grace? Hi, N. Hello?
Hi, N.
Good morning. Okay, I think we lost.
Hi, was just wondering because I was just being screened, so.
Okay. Your name is N?
That's right, letter N.
Go ahead, baby girl. What do you want to say?
No, if Grace is not coming over, then don't say it again and again. It's fine.
She's coming.
It's totally fine. Susie's there. I like Susie now.
No, she's coming.
I just got back from New York.
Yeah, we all love Susie, but Grace should be here.
You just got back from New York?
Yeah. Hey, wait. You just arrived from New York. I'm in New York. How come you didn't, you know, meet up with me? I mean, I like interacting
with
listeners.
I wish I did that. I'm jobless there, so I came back in Cebu and said, maybe I'm going to take it. I'll put it out, whatever I can do here.
Tara, classifieds, go.
Yeah, and you Cebu chicks are pretty good looking, and you sound kind of hot. Either you sound hot or you sound very sexual.
You got
a lot of energy in you.
Guess what? When I heard Susie, I said, she's so sexy. I want to see her. My sister said,
you're a hornball.
She's just like me.
She's a
what do you mean?
Ball.
Just like me. I said, no, she's sexy. I don't want to see her face at all. I just want to hear her voice every day.
Do you have tendencies?
So, ibig sabihin, pangit ka.
No, my sister's saying she's normal. She's not extremely...
Don't see my face anymore. All I can do is concentrate on my voice. That means you're ugly.
Face for radio.
That's fine.
Go ahead, Ann.
I'm just enjoying her voice. Don't worry.
Thank you very much for the compliment, baby girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like you, Susie. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We all get ugly one day, dear. Don't worry. We're all going to be there with you.
That's
you know,
right.
Listen, maybe not to a certain extent.
Myself.
Right.
I won't be forever beautiful. I'm looking up to that.
Yeah, sure. Sure, that's
everyone.
Right. That's the spirit, love. Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I have a question. Okay, okay, let's see. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
you want
yeah,
to stay
thank
there?
You.
Okay, bye, Ann.
We got calls because I want...
Yeah, we got...
No, we're done with her. Do we got... Or can I go? Damn it. All right, fine. I'll get into my point about the whole.
I'm half eight and then. Okay. In school, Koreans just run up to me and start speaking Korean.
Okay.
And then I don't know how to react. I'm not sure. I'm not
That's
Korean.
Funny.
And then they just get angry and then they walk away.
How old are you, Matt?
I'm 14.
You're 14, Eddie. You sound like a man. All right, but why not, like, learn the phrase, I'm not Korean, in Korean, so when they all run up to you thinking you're Korean, you can just say that. And then, you know, instead of them being angry when they find out that, indeed, you're not Korean, they'll matutuwa lang sila.
Yeah.
Say, wow, at least, you know, at least you said it in our day. That would be kind of cool. Just learn the phrase. We'll ask Grace later how to say it.
Actually, even in class,
we'll learn this.
People assume I'm Korean. They don't ask. They just Korean.
What, man?
Like, so, look, the first quarter every year, I have to tell people I'm not Korean. Because people try speaking Korean.
You should follow Mo's advice then. If it happens to you a lot,
then
this will help you. And if it's such a huge problem in your life, this can definitely help you.
Yeah.
Okay. Best wishes to you, Matt.
And what is it about you? I mean, obviously, I'm assuming singkit ka kasi Chinese ka kasi na Korean, but do you have that pube hair that you know we see in the North Korean leader? Yeah, you know the pube head. Who's that? Kim Jong Il with that crazy hair. Do you have a really big head? Like physically?
Do you, Matt?
No, it's just my eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
All right.
Have a great day.
Matt.
Enjoy school. And hopefully do not get mistaken for a different person. We got a lot of calls.
We learned that very popular phrase, my name is Rain. Yeah, when people come to you, my name's Rain. You know, they'll get a kick out of that. Next one.
Hello to Joji from Ateneo. What's up, sir?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Yeah, I'm so excited to hear from Grace. And good morning to you guys. Anyway, I like to share my experience on a bazaar regarding the mistaken identity.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
One time I was on a school bazaar, and I was looking for.
Okay, this is the longest story. Let's go.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a woman beside me, and I politely asked how much is the item.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know that she's a buyer.
God.
Anyway, she answered me, "Sorry, I don't ask price." Sabi niya, I don't know if it's polite or not.
Okay.
Could you educate me about that, though?
That sounds like a Catholic Church homily. The ones that just go on, and you really just needed three sentences out of it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with how he said it. Personally, but maybe like,
what did she say?
How did she respond?
Said, "Sorry, I don't ask prices like that, something like that." the elite way, you know?
And, parang to say na, in English ka pa talaga niya, ganun.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
It yeah, you know, you would see that. Parang mag-English sila just to show that, hello, ano ba, educated ako, you know, I'm not someone that, you know. Yeah, that's pretty bitchy of her. All right, yeah, that's not polite. All right, thanks for the call, though. We appreciate it.
All right.
I'm going to go on and on with that guy forever. Let's take the next one.
Hi, Mike. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
What's your cuento? Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, yeah, my cuento was, there was a couple of times I was mistaken of a salesperson.
Okay.
In a department store.
Mm-hmm.
The pricing was so embarrassing because I asked myself, hey, do I look like one? So, oh my God, I need to change up or something, but not to...
But what's so bad about that, if you don't mind? Like,
Mike?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Mo was asking, like, what's so bad about that? You know, do they have a general look?
Like, bad about the salesperson, but then, you know, it's not that, what do you call this? I was trying to, I was dressed up and all the stuff. You know, you try to be a little different, and then you're being expected as, hey. But anyway, let's not talk about, you know, that part of being bad. Because,
okay.
You know, what I'm trying to say is, at first, I asked myself that, and then I tried to come up with some answers if that same incident happened. So what I did is, the second time, I was mistaken again. And I said to them, she asked me like this, sir, can you help me with this? Like this, where's this certain product?
And then I said, worst storytellers. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Okay.
I wish I can help you, but if only I work here. So that's it.
Oh, okay. So you
not to embarrass them and myself.
Yes. Okay. Hey, good job.
All right.
Good job.
You're nice,
good
Mike.
Man.
Nice.
Yeah, good man.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
You are indeed a good man. Bye, Mike. Okay, I like him. He actually made an effort to make the other party feel better as well. We got a lot of callers. You want to take them? It's all about the topic.
We do? How about just one last one, and then we're out of here.
Sige. Okay, let's talk to Brian from Parañaque. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
It's my first time to call.
Welcome
I'm
to the show.
I'm a fan of... Magic.
Thank you very much.
The morning up to boys' night out, and I'd like to contribute something on the topic.
Yes, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I'm an avid airsoft player, and all those stuff, those gears and those guns. Then one time when we were playing,
so you were mistaken for like some sort of soldier security detail. And did they have like a problem? Was there like some sort of criminal and they needed you to jump in and action star your way through saving the day?
Well,
the pesos.
Push-up bra, 500 pesos.
Eh, mag-Glow BlackBerry chat ka na lang kaya. 99 pesos lang for 30 days. Buhay ang social life mo. Chat with unlimited BBM.
Add smiley.
Send photos. Or send voice notes all you want.
Hi, love.
May 200 texts ka ba to Globe and BM. Get Globe BlackBerry Chat today. Text BB space chat space on to 8888 for postpaid. Promo until March 31, 2012. Per DTI NCR permit number 0041. Series of 2012.
Socializing made easy with Globe BlackBerry Chat. Get 30 days unlimited BBM for only 99 pesos. Promo until March 31, 2012. Per DTI NCR permit number 0041. Series of 2012.
The Fit Main! Tumugtog yung paborito kong banda! Sarap sana sabayan ng inom. Kaso, bali. Saka, once a year lang daw sila tumutugtog.
Magkano entrance?
200.
Consumable?
Hindi. May libreng sakit. Medyo mahusok sa loob eh.
Paya, eh alam akong lugar. Mura na, rock and roll pag gabi-gabi. Saan ka pa?
Saan?
Hataki na ang barkada papunta sa Tiendasitas. Gabi-gabi ang rock and roll at mura pa ang inuman. Tiendasitas, Pinoy's best for everyday living.
Soon! Rock and roll talaga, mami!
For great parties, enjoy the bar. Apple vodka, orange vodka, strawberry vodka, lemon and lime gin, and citrus tequila. Always open the bar. Drink responsibly.
I see a bright future. I see a thrill. I see you nurturing is done. And dream career is paved. Fears, quality people, culture of excellence, and the world class environs will see me through. I'll build my future with Santa West Carolina University. Oh, yes. I'll build a bright
distinction of being the only higher education institution to have been granted the following array of institutional awards for quality: FAAB Institutional Accreditation Status, CHED Full Autonomy Status, DTI Philippine Quality Award, ISO 9001-2008 Certification, and ICD Companies Circle Award. CEU, inspiring the best in you. Entrance examinations at the Manila, Malolos, and Makati campuses are ongoing. For inquiries, call 735-6860 or log on to www.ceu.edu.ph.
Gas up at Caltex today, March 8, and get 3 pesos off per liter on gold and silver with Tecron, or 1 peso and 50 centavos off on diesel with Tecron from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Caltex stations along Enlex Malinta, 9th Avenue, Caloocan, Mindanao and Visayas Avenue, West Triangle, Boni Avenue, Barangay Malamig, Congressional, and all stations along EDSA. So drive to the one nearest you and experience the cleaning power of Caltex with Tecron. Enjoy your journey. Promo runs on weekdays from February 14 to March 30, 2012. For DTI NCR permit number 0921, series of 2012.
Anong nangyari?
Tumawag si Joey kay Bea.
Tapos?
Binagsaktan ni Bea si Joey.
Tapos?
Nag-text si Joey ng sorry.
Tapos?
Eh di tapos. Tapos na sila.
Huh?
Di umabot text ni Joey eh. Bitin sa load.
Ano?
Di sana tapos ang love story kung di bitin ang load.
Mag-sun 10 peso call and text combo. Ngayon, mas pinalakas at pinatindi pa with 40 texts to other networks. May 10 minutes sun calls at 40 sun texts. 10 pesos lang. Valid for one day. Kumpletong load?
Text ETC 10 to 247. Promo until March 31, 2012. For DTI NCR permit number 9635, series of 12.
Sausage McMuffin.
Beat road hunger. Fast. McDonald's drive-thru.
Early morning rush? Have a sausage McMuffin at a nearby McDonald's drive-thru.
Come on. Oh. Come on. Oh. Good. Can you go another round?
The country's ultimate test of endurance is back. Rogen East Last Man Running Year 2. March 24 at Bonifacio Global City. At stake, a trip to China for the Great Wall Marathon. If you're man enough to be the last man running, register now at www.rogenelmr.com.
Multivitamins plus minerals plus DNL plus royal jelly plus Korean Panax ginseng is the generic name of Rogen E.
Get a free Philippine Airlines flight. Apply now and balance transfer to Mabuhay Miles MasterCard. For as low as 10,000 pesos balance transfer, you can go on that much-awaited trip free with a low point-to-mile rate of only 33 pesos. Those free trips will just keep coming. So whatever the reason is to win her back, to find yourself, to celebrate years of happiness, there's Mabuhay Miles MasterCard. Ipad na. Ipad ba? Call 818-9818 or like Mabuhay Miles MasterCard on Facebook. Visit an Allied Bank or PNB branch today.
For DTI NCR permit number 9282, series of 2011. Promo is until April 15, 2012 only.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York. Mo Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
go and get your own. Get your own.
Music Magic 89.9, 722 on the clock. Still tuned in to Good Times with Mo, broadcasting live from New York. My name is Susie, right here in Paragon Plaza. Waiting for Grace Lee. She's coming in.
We got some announcements, right?
Yes, we do. Here we go. I am on Facebook right now. And hello to everyone on Magic's Facebook. Thank you very much for saying that you love the show and you're going to miss Grace Lee. And speaking of checking and posting regularly, the best thing about Facebook is that it's a lot quicker to access using our phones, which is perfect for those sudden moments and updates that cannot wait. And right now, we can get Facebook on our phones for free. Grow Prepaid is giving us a special offer to enjoy free Facebook via m.facebook.com until March 14. No need to wait for Wi-Fi spots. Just grab your phone and sign up so you can post, like, share, comment, and interact with your friends anytime. Just call *143# and press 5 to select the free FB option or text free FB to 8888. For Glow Prepaid and TM subscribers, it's only free until March 14, so you guys have to go and do it now. Promo period is from 5/15 to March 14, 2012. Put your answer permit number 0995 and 0997 series of 2012. You only have a few days to go, so text free Facebook on your phone. Don't miss out on this limited offer from Glow Prepaid and TM. Text free FB to 8888 until March 14. Long.
13 games lined up for the NBA today, my dear. And I know you being a huge NBA fan, Tin.
Mm-hmm.
Today's are always the best days, man. Thursday mornings usually just
Tons of great games.
I
love it.
The matchup's not as good as, say, last night. Tonight, though, I guess the big one, we all eyes on Jeremy Lin again. So he's going to be in San Antonio with the Knicks. The Spurs, one of the best teams, of course, at home. They will thoroughly, likely demolish the Knicks. But no worries. It might be, you never know, Jeremy Lin, baby, Lin's sanity might kick in. You know, we love talking basketball here on the show. So if you want to call us, 631-0899, let's talk NBA for a little while before Grace gets here. But before we get to those calls, and I want to just say thanks to an international basketball magazine that used the photos that I took while I was at the All-Star Weekend in Orlando, which was about, what, 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. I am situated while they're practicing, you know, underneath the rim. You've seen some of my photos that I post on the Twitter and stuff. And, you know, there's media there from all around the world, Tin, not just the Philippines, our own group that we send. Of course, Spain is so well represented because they have got great Spaniard players. China, huge. France, Australia, just basically all the countries that are interested in the NBA or have some sort of marginal interest, they're there. We all rub elbows. And this guy I met, you know, grabbed some of my photos, put in his international magazine, and all of a sudden I feel like I'm a big-time photographer, and I'm so thrilled about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's have him on the show here. He's also a very, very sharp NBA analyst, stuff like, you know, you can ask him basically anything. Guy's got, he's the smartest NBA guy I know, and I've met a lot of NBA dudes.
Smarter than Chinito Hanson?
Graham. Chinito, you know, listen, Chinito's got experience, all right? And he's been around a long time, so he's good. Uh-huh. You know, he's good. But he's like your Jason Kidd, you know? Sharp, knows his stuff, still leads a team well, a high-caliber team. But this guy, Brad's like LeBron. He comes in explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just leaving corpses behind with the basketball knowledge. That's what he does. And he runs a basketball magazine called Buckets. That is the magazine that used some of my photos. And let's talk to him this morning. Brad, good morning. Thanks for being on the show. You're from Australia. You're here in New York. And now, of course, being heard all over the world, especially in the Philippines. Thanks for being on the program, man.
I feel quite flattered with your introduction.
But are you a big LeBron fan? Fan though, I'm sorry. Maybe I used the wrong player. Maybe like you know, you'd like to be a Wade or a Kobe, or I mean, is LeBron a? That's a compliment, right?
A huge compliment. I mean, anytime anybody's compared to somebody the caliber of LeBron, you can't turn it down. I'll take that. I'll take Kobe. I'll take anybody. If you're an all-star, then that's, appreciate it.
Brad, you run Buckets, a great magazine, by the way. And again, I want to thank you firsthand for using some of my photos. Tell us what your magazine's about. Obviously about basketball, but is it your personal take on basketball? Is it basketball with an Australian flavor because you're from Australia? What are we looking at when we're reading a Buckets issue?
Right. Well, I guess the international audience is forever growing with the NBA, and you know, we always kind of try to go out of our way to give a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
You know, we do it by satellite, so we don't quite get sort of caught up in the daily grind of the NBA.
Sure.
We get to sort of step back and I guess take more of an objective viewpoint.
That's right.
With that actually comes a lot of sort of humor that a lot of Americans aren't sort of familiar with, so we often get that when people reading our editorial. A lot of pop culture references, and you know, sure, for the most part, We still just appreciate it as fans and love it as, you know, being a game and a culture.
Let's talk lingo here, Brad. And if you don't mind, let me concentrate on Australia a little bit because here in the Philippines, we're huge basketball fans. And we have our own terms. We have our own Tagalog terms. Tin, what are some of our big basketball terms that we use kind of exclusively in the Philippines when we're playing on the court or whether we're announcing? Give me an example. I can't think of one right now.
Like for a block. Butata.
Yeah,
they say
butata
for a block. Yeah,
that's right, for a block. Yeah, or if you're a guy who hogs the ball, blaya. You know, you're a hog. You know, things like that. What is it? This means alligator, right?
Yes,
something
yes.
like that. It's weird. if you hog the ball, Brad, in the Philippines, you're called an alligator. Very odd. What are some of the terms that you guys are coined very Australian when you're talking about basketball?
Wow, that's a tough question. I'm just trying to think now off the cuff here what we do call these little, I guess, nuances.
Well,
you
can borrow some of ours. You can say butata.
Right. I don't believe any of our references are come in comparison to any animal of any kind, but there are probably a bunch of slangs and a bunch of things that I'm sure we use on the court, but a lot of the stuff we just hijack from the US, you know?
Sure,
like,
sure.
As kind of lame as that may be, you know? We watch it and I digest so much of it that ultimately it just becomes ingrained in what we do and the way we see the game.
I gotcha. Now, let's get talk about back to me, man, because, of course, I want to know, when are my pictures going to be shown in your magazine? Is it something, can you give me a link that I can tweet to the listeners, to the people who follow, so they can see not just my photos, but obviously the content that you bring on Buckets?
Right, sure. There will be a free digital magazine going live tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll be sure to sort of share the link with you guys so that obviously everyone who listens to the program, who's a fan on Facebook, Twitter, you know, you name it, they can, you know, check out the link and enjoy the free digital magazine. It'll be 100 pages, jam-packed full of pics from Mo from All-Star Weekend, and it's, you know, essentially a publication dedicated to celebrating what All-Star Weekend sort of stands for.
Gotcha. All right, let's talk basketball here. 631-0899. If you want to give us a call, you can get yourself on the show. I'm just checking my Twitter now. A lot of questions for you, Brad, that I'll throw out. But if people want to interact, ask about, you know, thoughts about what's coming up in the second half of the season, things like that, you're more than welcome to give us a ring. Let me start, Brad, with MVP, your thoughts, who you think is going to be the guy that is going to be ordained top player. I mean, it seemed like LeBron was hands down favorite, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can't take Durant out of that conversation. KD's just been fantastic, especially recently. Who are your thoughts on this year's MVP?
Well, it really does feel like a two horse race at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron was obviously the one who jumped out of the gates, posting career stats that are really sort of impressing everybody from the critics to the casual fans.
Sure.
But yeah, Durant has just emerged. I mean, that 51-point game, his all-star MVP performance. Yep. The fact that, you know, the Thunder sit on top of the very competitive West, it's really going to come down to those two. I've got a feeling that the voters will more than likely lean in LeBron's favor.
Sure.
Just because, you know, the PR and everything sort of obviously suggests that he's the most well-rounded player in the game. But if Durant's team finishes on top, I mean, much like Derrick Rose last season, it's very conceivable that Durant will actually collect the MVP.
And even if Durant, say, doesn't win it, because LeBron is a beast this year, he has the tools, the skill set, obviously, the sexiness, the team to win a few in his career.
Right. I mean, it'd be a shame to see him retire, you know, 10 years from now without at least one MVP under his belt. You know, he's going to probably collect four, maybe five, possibly even six scoring titles before it's all said and done.
Totally.
And, you know, he's one of the generational standouts and you know, a once-in-an-age player. So, you know, Kobe's got an MVP. It makes any sense that DeRon matches him and gets one as well.
Gotcha. All right, let's get some calls. You said we have calls galore about people who want to talk NBA 10. Even you, love. I mean, man, you might want to have a Jason Kidd question here for Brad.
I know he was just fined like a couple of days ago for saying something bad about the officiating.
Yeah,
but I know you are a big Ricky Rubio fan, Mo, and we got a call from RC who wants to talk about him. Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Yes. Hi, RC. What's up? You wanted to talk Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio is the best. The best.
I don't want to say the best, dude. The guy doesn't even score in freaking double digits. All right, idiot. Hang up on that dumbass, please.
RC.
Come on, dude. Listen, Dick. You speak with your real voice or you don't get on air. Enough of this. Move some, man. Okay. Look at Rubio the best. I mean, obviously, he's not the best. What?
What does
the
Brad
best
say
Spaniard
about...
point okay. guard to ever play in the NBA in the past 15 hours? Yeah, maybe.
Rookie of the year-wise, is he the front runner for you? Yes? Okay, he's gone. RC
no, literally hang up on him. Brad, rookie of the year, obviously Kyrie Irving. Yes, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's going to be any close competition there.
It's interesting. I think, again, it's a two-horse race. I think you've got to consider Rubio just for the fact that the Wolves are essentially overachieving this year. I know a lot of that credit goes to Kevin Love, but Rubio's, you know, assist numbers and his ability to create and the fact that he's showing maturity already. But
Cleveland's, a little bit better than people thought they were going to be, and Irving's putting on some fantastic numbers. I just thought it would be a runaway with Kyrie.
Right, and again, you know, he still leads the race.
Sure.
He's got the, you know, sorry to overuse horse race references. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's an Australian thing, but he essentially, yeah, it's going to come down to those two. The voters will probably vote Irving, but it won't be one of those, you know, unanimous, you know, he collects all 121 votes. It'll Irving will win dominantly, but Rubio will get consideration.
You know, if we talk about Rubio a little bit, and I know Minnesota's probably not one of the more popular teams back home, no, Tin, but, you know, they are doing fairly well this year. Hopefully they can make the playoffs. The two big names, when you think of Minnesota, you see Kevin Love, mm-hmm. Ricky Rubio. But what we're seeing this year, and maybe even to an extent last year in the NBA, is you can't be the big-time duos anymore and expect to win, Brad, right? I mean, it's not Jordan, Pippen, Kobe, Shaq anymore. It's all about the big three. How is your big three? If you have a big three, then you have a good chance of going far in the playoffs. We see it with the Heat, of course, LeBron, Wade, Bosch. You have Kobe, Powell, Bynum. Is it true now? Two superstars is not going to do it. You need three. You need a top. You need three guys, three big-time stars to excel.
It basically feels that way right now. We've seen some sort of transition over the last sort of 5 years or so where teams are sort of forming super groups and ultimately, you know, success is sort of determined by what the three, you know, I guess leading players on each team are able to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often the best way to sort of not only tell deficiencies on a team, but if you have the right kind of three coming together, as San Antonio did, you know, as many sort of teams did, the Lakers did it, you know, Celtics did it. Champions now are usually sort of defined by their ability to bring three different components to the table.
Guys like, gosh, and even if you have more than three, then you're really talking, right? But so the best trio for you, if we're going to talk about that, we will find that the best three are generally at the top of the standings in their conference, in their division. I brought up the Heat boys. Who are other really fearsome three or a big three that teams bring?
Well, Oklahoma City, obviously, with Harden, Durant, Westbrook.
Maybe to an extent Ibaka as well.
Right, depending on which third wheel you want to choose with that team. I mean, it's formidable no matter sort of which way you look at it defensively and offensively, which is a great option. And obviously the reason why Scott Brooks and that, you know, franchise is enjoying the success that they have so far this season. You know, as far as other, I guess, successful sort of trios go, New York's the most interesting one because on paper they are, as we discussed earlier off air, you know, should be performing a lot higher than they are. And then yet, you know, their trio doesn't seem to sort of be doing well.
That's right. The Carmelo, Amari, Jeremy Lin, or even a Tyson Chandler, whoever, if you want to, you know, put Lin or Chandler there as the third best on that team. But yeah, they look great, but they're not performing as well as they look on paper.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's why sort of the trio is ultimately, in the success of a trio, comes down to whereabouts of that trio was formed. I mean, you had three great front court players, but no one to distribute and find them.
Gotcha.
It kind of counts for naught. So in this instance, you know, you see teams that don't have great trios, Cleveland, and obviously, you know, we've discussed Charlotte and a whole bunch of other teams that sort of sitting outside of that playoff bubble. You know, you're almost only going to go as far as your big three can take you right now in the NBA.
Fantastic. Let's talk a little trade rumors here. Who do you think is going to be moved? We got a week away before the deadline. Of course, the big names, Dwight Howard, my beloved Pau Gasol has been rumored, Rajon Rondo. Who do you think is going to be moved first? Who do you think stays?
It's a very interesting situation in the NBA right now. I mean, the landscape can almost go through some sort of monumental shift. If, you know, the Magic pull the trigger on Howard, we might actually see a few dominoes fall and then a few other teams panic and pull kind of last-minute moves. If Howard stays, and he seems to be the linchpin to all of this.
Sure, sure.
Ultimately, we may see nobody move, and teams might just sort of go into the finals with what they've got and try to sort of find some sort of last-minute sort of secret plan to overcome, you know, the competition. But I don't know. I got a feeling that L.A. and Boston, as much as they're talking it up, may actually not make a move at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you might sort of find other teams make minor moves. You know, you might see Houston upgrade. You know, you might see Portland upgrade. And you know, a couple of teams, you know, in the East sort of might do the same. But again, ultimately, this all eyes are on the Nets, all eyes are on Orlando. And this all comes down to what exactly is going to happen with Dwight Howard, because he's obviously, you know, the prize trophy.
Gotcha. Let's take maybe one or two more calls and then we'll wrap it up here. Tin, you got some?
Yeah, we do. We got a lot. We got a call from Cebu over the Killer Bee line. Hi, Rick. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Dwight Howard, is there a possibility that he's going to Dallas Mavericks?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Howard just right now. You think the Mavs have the assets to get Howard? They likely have the money to keep him once they get him, but do you think they have what it takes right now to land him? And if so, who do you think they would see, who you would see being moved for Dwight?
If it's for the Mavericks, ultimately, I don't think Dallas is going to get him this season.
Uh-huh.
If anything, Cuban's probably going to wait it out. Hopefully, he hits the free agent market, and at which point, they'll probably try to load up then, because, of course, Dallas also has the plan to try to lure in Deron Williams from the Nets once he becomes a free agent, because obviously he's from that area.
And don't say anything bad about Jason Kidd, because the tin here will kill
right.
you.
Okay.
I just saw an article about the Mavs and Mark Cuban saying that he doesn't want to touch the team anymore this season.
And that seems kind of, I mean, he seems like they're playing well enough where they could probably season out and you know, they just don't seem to quite have the tools to compete, at least this year, and defend the way that they did the year before. And the hunger's been lost in that team.
And if we bring back the conversation a little earlier, the big three, they don't have a formidable three, right? I mean, it's a weak. They got Dirk. And then who's their next best player there?
Well, Jason
Maybe
Terry.
And that's I mean, Terry's great in the clutch and stuff like that, but I mean, you need three. And then if... And of course, you're Jason Kidd. You know what? When Jason Kidd beat up his wife, you know what Kidd said? That bitch deserved it. That's what she said.
I said
that's
no such thing.
Yeah. All right, next one.
All right, thank you very much to you, Rick. Let's talk to Joe, who wants to ask about Kobe. Good morning, Joe. And Joe is gone. Hello, good morning, Joshua.
Yes,
hi, Joshua. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm a big Knicks fan, and I think they should start thinking about trading Carmelo Anthony, because he's becoming more of a liability, and I don't think he fits well to the system of D'Antoni.
Well, I like Carmelo. I mean, being in New York, I like Carmelo more than I do Amari. And I don't know your thoughts on that. Because Carmelo's the easy target of the two, maybe because of his attitude. I don't know what the hell it is. But it just seems like he's far better of a player than Amari seems to be.
Yeah,
Brad, what are your thoughts on
Carmelo? I mean, during that stretch when Jeremy Lin was Linsanity. So I think they're a lot better.
Yeah, but Amari was down as well. I mean, with the death of the brother. So I mean, let me ask Brad here, being the big NBA guy, who's more valuable to that Knicks team? Is it Anthony? Is it Stoudemire?
I guess at the moment it's Melo. Melo's more valuable because Chandler essentially allows them to move Amari.
Okay.
The problem is both guys have contracts that are really unattractive to opposing teams. I mean, with the new tax laws and then obviously the lockout regulations and things that have kicked in, nobody wants to take those guys off New York's books.
But what about Carmelo's ability to close? We don't see, like, for example, the big issue with closing, LeBron, he can't close. Carmelo can close. And Jeremy Lin hit the big shot in Toronto, all of a sudden people think people can say, oh, he's a closer. He's not a closer yet, or he's not at least a credible closer. He hit one big shot, got a lot of press, but you still want Carmelo taking that last shot way ahead of Jeremy and way ahead of Amari, and that's crucial to win games at the end, especially the way that the Knicks are winning it by being down by 15, being down by 17, and always having to come back in the fourth.
Yeah, look, I agree. I mean, I think, you know, the reason they brought Melo in is so they had a franchise player, some guy who could, you know, obviously win them games when the game was on the line, you know, try to get that Madison Square Garden crowd rocking.
Right.
But what's interesting now is we're seeing a little bit of that Patrick Ewing effect, wherein the team may actually be better when they don't have their stars on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ultimately, you know, getting back to the caller before, the, you know, do you move Melo? I mean, look, I guess if they could, they may, but unless you're going to bring in somebody who's of equal value, or essentially somebody who's going to draw the sort of, you know, crowd and be just as attractive in terms of marketing, then it almost seems like for now they're going to just have to sort of sit on Melo and hope like hell that he finds his shooting touch.
Gotcha. Tin, anything else you might want to ask on a personal before we wrap it up?
Maybe one last call.
I know we got a lot of calls, but
Darwin has been on hold forever. Let's just talk to Darwin. Good morning, Darwin. Okay, he got impatient and he is gone. I'm really excited about the trade deadline, because it's the most exciting time of the year always, and I'm really looking forward to that. And thank you very much, Brad, for answering all the questions of the callers, and you are awesome.
Yeah, man. Buckets Magazine is his magazine that he runs, and I will link, or I'll give the link on my Twitter regarding the issue that some of my photos are posted on, and I want to thank you again for being here this morning. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, 7:42 here. Let's take commercial break. When we come back, what's the deal with Grace? Is any shadow of the boob kind of blocking out the sun as she walks by? What
still are no text from her, but a station guy did say that she's coming between 7:30 and 8, so maybe she is on her way. Maybe.
No worries. More topics to discuss, more phone calls to take after this commercial break. Don't go away.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York, Mo Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
Kaya mo yan.
Go away.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York, Mo Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
Kaya mo yan. Expand your wings. Show them how far you can go. May pangarap ka? Go for it. Go, go, go. Great moments happen from great opportunities. Seek it. Seize it. Andito lang ako.
BPI Family Kanegosyo Loan encourages you to expand your business. Dahil alam ng BPI na kaya mo. Maliit man o malaki ang negosyo, panatagang may BPI Kanegosyo Loan na para sa'yo. BPI. Let's make it easy. Apply na.
For more details, visit www.bpiloans.com.
Ubugbog sa dry cough? Magbutamate citrate silicone forte. Absorb agad. Hinto ang ubo. Hinaan ng maluwag. Knockout ang ubo. Ginhawa agad. Butamate citrate is the generic name of silicone forte. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Knockout ang ubo. Ginhawa agad.
Once upon a time. And they lived happily ever after.
Enjoy full-speed movie downloads up to 12 Mbps with Smart Rocket Plug-It Cheek. Visit store.smart.com.ph for more info. Minimum speed of 12 to 48 kbps at 80% reliability rate. Download only from legitimate sites.
With your spare change, you can now legally download your favorite MP3s at mymusicstore.com.ph. Pick all the songs you like and enjoy the latest high-quality music for as low as 20 pesos. Go to mymusicstore.com.ph.
KFC Streetwise Code number 7.
Trim lang, miss. Konting bawas lang.
That'll be 1,000 pesos, sir.
Gupit sa salon? Not Streetwise.
Kuya, barber's cut lang po.
50 pesos lang iyo.
Gupit sa barbershop? Streetwise. Dahil lang Streetwise, di masakit sa bulsa. Parang KFC Streetwise value menu. 50 pesos lang. Now with a new flavor shots meal. So good.
Hi, I'm Ryan Agoncillo. Did you know there are many things to love about the new Chevrolet Orlando?
From its crossover styling ng guwapong-guwapo to its high ground clearance na parang SUV. It's a seven-seater, so kasyang-kasya ang buong pamilya. Plus, ang dami pang high-tech features like cruise control, climate control, all-terrain sensing wipers, and more. And with Chevy's five-year warranty and free roadside assistance, what more can you ask for? So head on over to the nearest Chevrolet dealer and drive home the all-new seven-seater Chevrolet Orlando. Love this Chevy.
What makes Chris Tew a winner?
Sabi ng iba, you have to give 100%. Pero ako, I make sure I have zero. Zero worries. That's why I use AuraCare.
Only AuraCare has stabilized chlorine dioxide. It zeroes in on bacteria and volatile sulfur compounds to give you zero worries.
For me, the best ng AuraCare. 100% alcohol-free, kaya zero worries.
Ang galing. AuraCare mouth rinse. No alcohol, no sting, no strong mouth odors. From Pascual Lab. Brush with AuraCare toothpaste before gargling to complete your oral hygiene regimen.
Break na tayo!
What?
2 hours na akong naghihintay! Hindi mo pa rin ina-approve ang relationship status natin!
Sorry na. Di lang ako makapag-Facebook.
Sabihin mo lang kung gusto mo ulit mag-break!
Kailangan mo bang mag-Facebook? Now, ang Facebook mo, palaging up-to-the-minute ang updates with Smart's Facebook for All for as low as 10 pesos per day. Now, wala nang break, ang pag-Facebook mo.
Tina and Mark are now in a relationship. Live!
To download the Facebook app for Java phones, just text FB to 211. For more info, visit smart.com.ph/Facebook for All.
Centrum is multivitamins plus minerals, plus energy, plus immunity, plus strong bones, plus sharp mind, plus good eyesight, plus healthy skin. Because Centrum is complete with all the vitamins and minerals your body needs to help give you energy, immunity, strong bones, plus so much more. Add Centrum to your life to help you be your best every day. Centrum, complete from A to Zinc. Centrum is multivitamins plus minerals.
For energy, immunity, strong bones, plus so much more. Add Centrum to your life and be your best every day.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York. Blue Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
Famous, Magic 89.9 here at 7:50 on this Thursday morning. How you feeling, guys?
Good.
Trying to get an answer, but that's fine. Susie, announcement.
Yes.
Hey, listen.
Here we go.
Listen, you know, we have announcements all the time here on the show, and we've had it through the years. This is one of my favorites. The Chow King Halo Halo. Sweet baby Jesus.
And I saw your tweet yesterday. Did you play basketball yesterday?
Did I read that correctly?
One thing that a lot of guys here in the Philippines look forward to. Pag summer na, it's Liga time, right? There's tons of ligas.
Yes.
Sa mga village. A lot of people, like, after they play, they look for something cold to drink, right? You're really tired, you lost a lot of fluids, and I think the best thing to do after Liga, especially, whether you win or lose, if you win, saya kumain ng halo-halo, right? It's yummy, and if you lose, at least you won't be too depressed about the loss once you taste the yumminess of Chowking's halo-halo, which, by the way, is only 59 pesos. So I suggest all you boys out there who have Liga this coming summer, after every game, bring your entire team to Chowking and enjoy their 59 peso halo-halo and enjoy the wonderful ingredients that's there, like the most favorite, the nata de coco. I like the leche flan, the sweet banana. They, of course,
the butata.
They use 14 incredible ingredients, including Nestle Ube ice cream, which is really, really refreshing. And the entire halo-halo as a whole is refreshing as hell. So all you Liga boys and all you people looking forward to taking road trips this summer, this is definitely something that you guys should look into. Look at all the Chowking branches that are on your route to wherever you're going or that are nearest to the basketball course that you're playing in, and go and order a Chowking Halo Halo today.
We're waiting for the drama queen Grace Lee to get here in the final part. And now I know she's changed, you know? The old Grace, the pre-administration Grace would be here at 6 a.m.
Yeah, consummate professional.
Now PSG has to check the premises for any kind of, like, you know, dangerous people around and stuff like that. Make sure to lock down the place. Maybe a little bit of one of those orchids that you have to put around her neck when she gets in here. I got you, Grace. I got you.
She hasn't even texted me.
I miss the old Grace.
Aww.
I miss the old Grace. The other one.
Do you really think she's changed, though?
Like,
in all seriousness, do you think she has?
A little bit.
Really? Like, maybe she's a little more cautious.
It's a good change. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, exactly. And here's the thing. You know how when, like, who the hell was running for vice president? Rojas was running for vice president. You know how, like, Corina had to get off air and stuff like that? Or when Andy was running,
Andy
Webb had to go off air, right? You know, things like that. And you know, the moment that Grace made the decision to date President Aquino, I already knew the days were numbered here just because of... She's in media, and we're a nationwide show. We're a popular show, let's just say. I mean, you know, humility aside, if you don't mind. We're a popular show, and we mess around with some pretty serious topics here on a casual level, you know. We talk about the big issues sometimes that's going on in the country, but we do it with a little bit of profanity. We do it with aggressive, sometimes stupid, exaggerated comments, and that could get her in trouble because of who she's linked to the president. You know what I mean? Because if serious newscasters in Webb and like Corina and stuff like that have to step down, or even she's already kind of like, you know, she's dating the top guy. Anything she says can be twisted, like she said in her text. It could be thrown into some sort of in kind of some sort of the spin, you know, where she can get in trouble, and that'll be a shame. So the moment I knew that this thing was, now the fact that she's actually leaving us today makes me assume that yes, she's changed, but she's also taking this relationship a little bit more serious than I thought would be at this point.
Do you think, like, let's knock on wood, if things do not work out, do you think she can come back?
Yeah, totally. But see, here's my problem. Like, we have applicants for replacements. Every hour I'm getting a new one.
Wow.
I know we're gonna try out Ginger Conejero from ABS-CBN News. She'll be on the show on Monday already. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's thing. I hope maybe, like, the new person would understand if Grace wanted to come back. We'd have to fire them, you know?
Wow. Or maybe, like, just have four people here.
No.
To fire them.
Yeah. But listen, let me play some clips. I was getting some tweets. People saying I want some clips of Grace, some clips from the good old days when Grace was still not dating the president. All right, here we go. Here's a clip of Grace when we pulled a prank on her. We talked about this earlier on the show where we had a fake caller call in. We were pretending we were on air. We really weren't on air. This is a shortened version because the real one's like 7 minutes long. I think I'm going to try a 3-minute version of this prank. I hope you guys reminisce with us and enjoy it as well. So here we go. This is Grace being pranked by a caller who was insulting the Korean people. Hello?
Hello, Mojo, yeah.
Hi.
Mo.
Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Long-time listener. First-time caller. You know, I follow the show kasi from the beginning ever since. Sorry na lang, kasi I'm just kind of compelled to say this. I'm just... Yeah, di ko na kaya. I'm just getting really irritated by si Grace Lee and all the stupid things that come out of the office.
Why? What did I say that irritates you?
Wala lang, no? You always come off as like this high maintenance bitch.
Oh my god.
Really?
I don't think that was a proper thing to say. I have never... I'm not being mean. I'm not angry at you. It's your personal opinion and I really don't care about what you think. But then the thing is, these two guys are the ones who bring out my personal preferences. But I've never said it on air voluntarily that I prefer this and over that.
Well,
I don't think and the thing is, you know what? I don't think that's a nice thing to say just because you don't know me.
Yeah. Wow.
I know you enough. I mean, I hear you every morning.
You don't know me. Okay. You don't know me too well enough to say that about a person. I really don't think that's proper. I think you should
apologize, dear. Yeah. That was kind of out of line. I mean, listen.
Why? You and Mojo naman are always calling listeners stupid or a-hole or ugly. Why can't I call Grace a high maintenance bitch?
That is the reason. So you're saying, since Mo and Mojo can say that, you're gonna come up and say something stupid.
Why can't I? Diba?
Why can't you?
All right, dude, we gotta go. Listen.
Dumbest person in the world.
Listen, Mark, we gotta go.
Let me just say one last thing.
Don't ever call this show again because you bring nothing to this show but negativity.
All
right. And you have no right to say that about me or anyone else.
Go to Korea, man.
What? Oh, we got into trouble from KBP for that.
You cannot say that word. Mark, are you crazy?
Oh, he is crazy. I'm not going to listen to this guy.
I'm saying my opinion.
You're just insane.
And that stupid Grace Lee can't do anything about it.
What? At least he didn't say anything bad about you being Korean.
Don't give him any ideas.
No,
he said,
Mojo. He said, go back to Korea is what he said. You swore!
Yeah, you can go and make babies with that Kim Jong-il, man.
What? That's 80,000 pesos worth of fines from you, Mark, and from Mo Twister! I know I'm gonna get in trouble for saying the F word on the radio.
You already said it.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes it's worth it, right?
For a person like this,
sometimes it's worth it to say, hey, listen.
80,000 pesos.
You want to get in trouble.
How about you be a team player, Mojo, and curse this guy out too?
Mark, you're a mother.
He's gonna get in trouble.
Oh, no!
But I'm not paying for this, Deva. It's a station.
Oh, you too.
What are we doing here?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, this
We're
is
paying
the...
100,000 for just that crazy...
That's 100,000.
All right. Listen, okay. I have to admit, I cursed.
I didn't curse.
Mojo, you
called
him.
I did
not. That was Mo.
Mojo, you called him.
I did not know.
Say it again.
Did I say that?
No,
why are we saying that so much? Did I say I'm the reverse?
Yeah, I'm so touched. You guys are so...
Grace, okay, here.
I'm
so touched.
Okay, Grace, you're touched, right? Now, I say Grace. We're dead anyway.
What are you doing?
Stop it!
We're dead anyway!
We're gonna be suspended.
Grace.
Yes.
They'll replace me. They'll replace Mojo. And then you're gonna do the show alone. I say we go down together. Just give them one FU. Come on.
Can it be another curse na lang?
No, it has to be that one because I want when the case is filed against us, we all said the same thing. Ready? Just give him one time. Come on, one time, Grace Lee. Here we go. Mark.
Oh my god, Grace!
I'm gonna burn you in all
I didn't hear it clearly.
No, I
say it.
Time.
Say it, Grace. Come on. Just say it. One quick one. Come on. Grace, we gotta go. Oh, she said it.
Here. I forgot to bleep out the F word that Grace did over there. But don't worry. The president's got her back.
Wow. Hey, that clip made me miss the three of you together.
It really did. I totally missed now Joseph and Grace on that one. That was cool, man.
I miss
man.
Joe.
Yeah. Well, c'est la vie. What are you going to do?
That was an awesome clip. How do you think of that?
I don't know. I just know that, like, Grace always got so damn defensive when people would call her out on anything. Like, she's a good girl. She's always positive. She does charitable work and stuff like that. But she's also ultra defensive. Mm-hmm. That if you kind of say anything remotely bad about her, she gets all angry right away, you know? And I called this guy, and I was like, hey, listen, man, can you call the program? It's going to be all off air. Can you just curse her out like crazy, you know? And the point is to try to get Grace to say the F word on the radio, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like, and I'll curse, but we will all pretend lahat tayo madadamay ng KBP and stuff like that. And that's really the kind of the story behind that. So, you know, whatever.
At any point
it's my favorite Grace moment.
Did you ever think that, oh my gosh, he's not going to say it? Were you ready to give up on her?
No, because you can manipulate Grace. That's the thing. You can manipulate Grace a little bit. You know, I mean, she's gullible. You can just tell her, "Come on, Grace, do it." She's like, "No, I don't do it." I bet you that's how she lost her virginity too, because you know she's not really the type. You know how it is. She's not really the type to get naked or anything. But I'm like, yeah, just do it. And she's like, "Okay, I'm gonna let them in." So you know, unclip the bra.
We have a lot of callers. I think a lot of people.
I had once Grace give me her bra and sign it.
Oh yeah, I heard this. I heard about this.
That. I mean, like, would you imagine Grace taking off her bra and then signing it? The cup bra. And I was like, Grace, just give it to me. Just give it to me. Go
so
just give it, to
it
me.
Just had her signature.
Just sign it. On the cup.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. So all of a sudden, like, you know, I got her to get. And then I know yesterday I was telling everyone, yeah, you know, I slept with Grace one night. You know, it was in Hong Kong.
I got texts galore about that.
That's true. Yeah.
When she gets here, let's wait for her to get here before you explain. And she texted me. She
says people say
she'll be here in a bit. We're very excited about that. Let's say good morning to Gabe Norwood and to Denise L'Oreal. Thank you very much for listening.
That's
we have
right.
a lot of calls over 6310899. I think that clip of yours just made everyone really nostalgic, and everyone's going to get even sadder now about Grace leaving. I know I am.
I don't know which one's my favorite. Is it that one, or is it like some of her, some of her one line sound effects? You know, like
I'm going to say there's nothing wrong with masturbation.
One of my best.
How did you get her to say that? By the way. Because Grace...
I didn't get her to say it. She said that on air. And the moment she said it, I was like, okay, I'm writing that down.
Because that coming from Grace, it's like a mandate from heaven saying that it's...
I've done it with strong. Cheese.
So we'll get her on the program in a little bit. Yeah. So, well, what's cool is we can talk about the good times, you know, on the show with her. Because, again, this is the first time we're having someone resign.
Like
Mojo was taken out. Chopper was taken out. You know, Maui just left abruptly, same with Andy. So it's nice to be able to have someone to say good things before they go. And we're dearly going to miss Grace so much just because, you know, she was awesome. Mm-hmm. She was cool, you know?
She was. Yes. She still is.
And Pinoy, listen, buddy, if you're listening, you got her at the right time. You know, I mean, this is the best she's going to look, right? I mean, really, right? She's in her prime. 20s. Right before it goes downhill on her, you know, she's right. This is the best time to get her, and maybe that's a topic we can discuss while we're waiting for Grace. It's 6310899. Now, by the way, this topic has nothing to do with Grace anymore. I just needed her to jump off. Next thing you know, you guys are going to think about we're talking about Grace and the president's sex life and all that stuff. No, but Tin, you and the listeners, quick question here.
Okay.
Yes, here in the Philippines and stuff like that.
Yeah,
if I had sex with them right now. I still see them in the industry. It's not the same.
I see your tweets to
no
them.
Way.
I want to name them now. They still look hot, by the way.
No, but it's not the same. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I had a super crush of the 90s, for example, and I saw her now, and obviously she's aged 15 years and probably along with that 40 pounds and a wrinklier skin, maybe some liver spots on the arms, you know, because they get old, they get those spotties. If I slept in a beauty, it's not the same person.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying, yeah.
So you got her in the prime, and that's the best.
But I think, like, see Grace, I think she's born to be a mom, born to be a wife. You know, she's one of those people na sobrang maalaga, you know, that she'll uphold the household, she'll keep a good, you know what I'm saying? She's housewife material, sure. But she's also, like, you know that she'll still watch out for her career. So she's the perfect mix, pang first lady talaga.
But are there people there that disagree with me that if you had your eye on someone, your target on someone, and it took you years and years and years to finally lay down with them, that it's still okay? It's like yeah, no.
At least you can take it off your bucket list, hindi ba? Kesa naman you never ni mo talaga sila natikman.
Yeah, but it'll be a wrinkly, chubbier bucket list.
Okay, has that ever happened to you? Like getting it on with a crush 10 years after the fact that she was your crush?
Kinda.
Explain.
Yeah, like celebrity stuff. Yeah.
Really?
And it's not the same.
Also, you're speaking from experience.
That's right. And that's where this topic originates from.
Oh, is this fairly recent? Didn't this happen
really.
While you're there now in New York? I'm trying to analyze.
No.
Okay.
Like before I left.
Right before?
Yeah, just a little bit before I left.
Okay, let's analyze this. Who were you tweeting around that time? She was famous in the 90s?
All DMs.
Oh, damn it. I know your password.
Yeah, no, not famous in the 90s, like in the early 2000s.
Now I want to know who this person is.
Yeah.
I know your password. I'm a hack your face.
6310899 is our phone number. Let's take some calls, yes?
Everyone wants to talk about Grace. Those are
not sure why
old.
Not. Throw her out there.
Anton, good morning. Go.
You know what? Your junior jocks, they're the most responsible ones.
Yes.
Every 5 seconds. Hello, Anton, you still there?
That's how we train them.
Good job, Finch.
Listen, that's not because of you. We tell them to do that all the time.
No, I think it's
Don't get all feeling smooth.
No. Anyway, yes. Memories of Grace. I remember that bride, it was a treasure hunt or some sort of Amazing Race.
That's right. Yes. And no one found it.
You did sleep together in a hotel in Hong Kong. There was another time that you were throwing up all over the place. When was that? You got drunk.
Yes. And so see, a lot of people here are like, Mo, you're such an asshole for single. You slept. Chris admitted it on the radio.
It's true. I mean, I don't know if there was any intercourse, so but you did sleep together in the same room. Yeah.
Well. Yeah. In the same. What do you mean, room?
Same bed.
Right.
Same bed. What are we talking? King, queen, single?
No, it was a king. It was a king. We made it a single.
I'm making a call here, national radio, that Grace and Pinoy are gonna get married.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you here. I just don't see her leaving because remember, she wouldn't have left if this wasn't super serious.
Sure. Yeah.
And for all the years and years and years of teasing Grace with politicians, did she prove us right when she went for the top?
The top, yeah. Good job, Grace.
Getting you saw it coming.
Remember really since day one, we're like, dude, you like politicians, man. And she's like, no. And then we're all small time. I'm a vice mayor. And now.
Wow.
The president.
Good job, Grace.
Right? And then remember all the denials she had to just, no, of course not. I just like men who have achieved something, who have drive and vision. I'm like,
I think she's in the basement parking lot. She's trying to gather up the courage to go up.
I think she's going to cry.
That's right, yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I think
Grace stayed the whole 3 hours, she would have cried. But anyway, Anton, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Hey, man. Good times.
Bye, Anton.
All right, brother. Later. Bye-bye.
For the haters, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And for Grace, sana din kay Mo sa'yo and then to, to Mojo.
Susie.
That's all.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
All right. You're on this Thursday morning. How are we on commercials? Do we need to take a break? And then hopefully by this time we can have her back on the show when we come back?
Yes,
or
good.
We can still take calls? What do you think?
We can still take calls. Yeah, we can. What else take this one? Hello? Good morning. Ooh. Ooh. Radio, please, my love. Yes. Oh, radio, please. There you go. Hi, good morning.
Gotta be more aggressive, dear. It's towards the end, also, Grace was learning how to scream.
Madonna.
What?
She's
what?
Prima Donna.
It's 8:12, and she was plugging that she was going to be here, and she's 2 hours, 15 minutes late. Noted, love. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much. Let's talk to Mike now from QC. Hi, good morning, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Mo.
Hi.
Hi.
I read a tweet from Mo yesterday about inviting DJ Logan to come over the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why don't we try it? Just hold
on. We talked about it. We talked about it on the radio yesterday. I just said it was highly unlikely. I mean, I don't want to say it was a half-man joke, but it's highly unlikely as well because he has a show, he has a team, and he cares about the people on his team. So if Logan ever did move to our show, that would leave two unemployed people that have been with him for a very long time. And Logan's not that kind of guy. He's a team player generally. And, you know, he's not gonna dump those two people who've been with him for years through thick and thin. I mean, there was a time where Logan went through a little bit of a rough patch and jumping from station to station and stuff like that and show to show, and those people were by his side. So whether it was tempting for him or if it were really serious or not, it won't happen just because of the team that he's been able to put together already there.
Yeah, even just like a special guest for one day. It's like a DS.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, totally. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, of course.
We can do that, definitely. And you know what? Maybe we'll do it next week. I don't know. You know, but yeah, that's super easy. We could pull that off. No problem. And I can't really speak for him, but I promise that I'll try to make my best to make that happen.
All right. I'll be looking forward to that, man.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. Bye. Hey, listen, no worries, I have a question. You know, we're talking about Grace eventually, you know, marrying the president likely and all of these things. That's how we feel. I want to know if there are people out there who would object to it because she's not Filipino. It's a narrow-minded, ignorant type of, or arrogant type of, where you go, oh, okay, you can only marry one of ours. But there might be people out there who go, wait a minute. You're not even one of us. You're not even Filipino national. Like, I don't even... It's different when you're Korean, but at least you carry one of our passports. You're not even that.
Hmm.
Are there people out there that would take it against her? Or who would dislike her for it? Who might even dislike the president for it?
I wouldn't be surprised. There are people out there who are extremely narrow-minded. I'm sure a lot of them are thinking that already now. And what they don't know is that Grace is more Filipino than a lot of the Filipinos I know. You know, sa dugo lang siya hindi Pinoy. And if you listen to her speak in Tagalog, you'll know that it's really true. And she's been here forever.
Pag nakikita mo na mahilig siya sa bag, mga ganyan, okay, Pinoy yan.
She wears chinelas to work.
Why don't we put that question out there? 631-0899. Would you have something against it? I mean, there are a lot of people that wouldn't. So don't call if you're pro. I I don't want to attract haters or something. But I just want to see how narrow-minded some of our people can be.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
And it was crazy though. Just in case you are though, right? Mm-hmm. Who's single out there in world leaders? Like the big time ones,
I think. Parang wala. We know Barack has Michelle.
Italy's president, I think, isn't he single? Whatever. But if he married a Filipino, we'd be like.
And he eats his boogers.
Well, yeah, but we'd be all thrilled about that. But I don't know, would the Italians, or let's just use him as an example. Would they feel bad about it? You know?
Yeah.
But that's right. So it could be possible.
That's in Europe. Like, this is Korea and the Philippines, and we're not really that far. At least we're both Asian countries. You know,
sure,
I think that
fair
would
enough,
be a big deal.
Enough. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Although Koreans would rejoice all over, like all the students who are here for education, they'd rejoice, right? It would be the craziest thing ever. That would be so cool. All right. Do we got calls or you want to take a break?
We have Len here. She says she has Grace Lee Cuento. I'm really curious. Good morning, Len.
Go.
Hi. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. What's your Grace Lee Cuento?
Well, here's the thing. I have a, like, I use Grace Lee as a pseudonym because I used to work in a call center before.
Okay.
And then she's my favorite, so, and her name is easy to pronounce, so mm-hmm. that's what I use. So what I did is I created a pseudo, I created a pseudo Facebook account.
Oh, okay.
Just to like check on my some of my friends that I don't want them to like.
Appreciate it. Someone tweeted in, how about a no visa visit in Korea if we're able to get this marriage going?
Ooh. You think Grace can do something? See, Grace can do anything.
Yeah, of course.
Why not? Well, yeah. Don't go to Korea.
Listen, Pinoy's weakness? Grace Lee. That's what it is, man. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about other topics and then take more calls. Don't go away. See you in a few minutes.
KFC3 Morning. Good times.
Live in New York. Mo Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
KFC Streetwise code number 11.
Hello, cell phone. Kailan ba ako magkaka-girlfriend?
Sorry, I don't know the answer.
Talking cell phone? Not Streetwise.
Pare, tingin mo, kailan ba ako magkaka-girlfriend?
Eh, di, pag hindi mo na kinakusap cellphone mo.
Talking to a friend? Streetwise. Dahil ang Streetwise, di masakit sa bulsa. Parang KFC Streetwise value menu. 50 pesos lang. Now with a new flavor shots meal. So good.
Enjoy your favorite KFC Streetwise snacks and meals for only 29 pesos and 50 pesos. Like and follow KFC Philippines on Facebook and Twitter.
Go swimming with a Butanding. Now you can with Airfill Express low airfares to Luzon. Fly Airfill Express to Buswanga, Lawag, Legazpi, Masbate, Naga, Puerto Princesa, San Jose Mindoro, and to Gigarao. For express sale details, visit www.airfillexpress.com or call 02-855-9000.
Ugugbog sa dry cough? Magbutamate citrate silicone forte. Absorb agad. Hinto ang ubo. Hinga ka ng maluwag. Knockout ang ubo. Ginhawa agad. Butamate citrate is the generic name of silicone forte. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Knockout ang ubo. Ginhawa agad.
I love Yang Chow fried rice. I love it not. I love creamy carbonara. I love it not.
Hard to decide what not to love on your date? Take Carb Trim so you stop watching carbs and start blocking them. Carb Trim blocks up to 66% of carbs you eat with natural extracts and comes in a refreshing iced tea mix. Start blocking carbs with Carb Trim.
I love mashed potatoes, chocolate cake, brownies.
So you can start loving again.
Five friends, all with BlackBerry phones. But are they all BBM friends?
Did you see Rina's BBM? For sure, she liked this delicious food.
What's funny?
Never be out of the loop again with Smart's BBM-only plan. Finally, you can BBM to Sawa for as low as 15 pesos per day. Available on Smart Prepaid. Just text BBM space day to 2207. Get this only from Smart. For other BlackBerry plans, visit m.smart.com.ph/bbinfo.
Kaya mo yan. Expand your wings. Show them how far you can go. May pangarap ka? Go for it. Go. Great moments happen from great opportunities. Seek it. Seize it. Andito lang ako.
BPI Family Kanegosyo Loan encourages you to expand your business. Dahil alam ng BPI na kaya mo. Maliit man o malaki ang negosyo, panatag kami BPI Kanegosyo Loan na para sa'yo. BPI. Let's make it easy. Apply na.
For more details, visit www.bpiloans.com.
Centrum is multivitamins plus minerals, plus energy, plus immunity, plus strong bones, plus sharp mind, plus good eyesight, plus healthy skin. Because Centrum is complete with all the vitamins and minerals your body needs to help give you energy, immunity, strong bones, plus so much more. Add Centrum to your life to help you be your best every day. Centrum, complete from A to Zinc.
Zinc.
Centrum is multivitamins plus minerals.
For energy, immunity, strong bones, plus so much more, add Centrum to your life and be your best every day.
Hi, I'm CN Lim and I'm looking for the only girl in the world for me. The only face I will remember. The only shoulder I will lean on. The only hand I will hold. The only skin I will touch.
You could be the only girl for CN Lim if you use the only whitening lotion with Myra Vitamin E Beads. Myra Vitawhite Hand and Body Lotion. Whitening with youthful softness. Malay mo, baka ikaw na ang.
The only one for me.
Myra Vitawhite Hand and Body Lotion. From Unilab.
This is CN Lim and you could be the one. My search begins at a supermarket near you.
Mr. Santos, di ko maintindihan yung presentation mo kasi hot change ka ng hot change.
Ayusin ko po.
Mabalik-balik ang hot change, baka allergy na yan. Mag-alert ka with quick-acting intra-allergy shield para stop agad ang allergy.
And this will increase sales by 30%.
Excellent presentation.
Basta allergy, alerta, alerta, alerta.
Loratadine is the generic name of Alerta. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
8 a.m. na? May morning meeting ako with boss. Hope my puyat was worth it. PowerPoint presentation? Check. Confidence level? Check. Second armor? Check.
Pagpuyat ka, humihina resistensya mo. Take Secon every day. Your body's armor of protection. Don't take Secon just when you feel you're about to get sick. Take it every day because every day is a fight against sickness and disease. Good work, Andrew. You're ready for bigger projects.
Thanks, boss.
Ascorbic acid Secon. Your body's armor of protection.
Fight sickness and infection. Live healthy. Take ascorbic acid Secon every day.
Kahit busy, have all the right moves to stay connected for only 200 pesos. Mag Sun Power Text Unlimited 200 na. For 30 days, enjoy unlimited Sun Texts. Para as you strut in basketball practice, kayang i-text ng classmates about your homework. Enjoy 4-hour Sun Calls. So as you step into your group study, kayang tawagan si mommy so she won't worry. And enjoy 500 texts to other networks. So you can groove to the latest news ng lahat ng friends mo. Kaya make your move. Kayang kaya mong humataw with Sun.
To load, text TU200 to 247. Promo until April 30, 2012. Per DTI NCR permit number 6768, series of 2011.
Hi, I'm Ryan Agoncillo. Did you know there are many things to love about the new Chevrolet Orlando? From its crossover styling ng guwapong-guwapo to its high ground clearance na parang SUV. It's a seven-seater, so kasyang-kasya ang buong pamilya. Plus, ang dami pang high-tech features like cruise control, climate control, all-terrain sensing wipers, and more. And with Chevy
calls, whether in Manila, Bangkok, or anywhere else, someone to answer my calls, an impressive mailing address, and access to workspaces at over 170 locations in Asia Pacific and over 1,200 worldwide. So even if my friends don't get it, my customers do.
The virtual office for Regis. Search online for regis.com.ph. That's R-A-G-E-S.
Regis.
I love the bar.
For great parties, enjoy the bar. Apple vodka, orange vodka, strawberry vodka, lemon and lime gin, and citrus tequila. Always open the bar. Drink responsibly.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York with Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
Fresh to death and sick as kept cancer. It was a tongue that I grew up on. 10 years.
much. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What am I seeing here on the camera? Welcome to the show, Your Highness.
Yes, Grace.
Tumigil ka.
How are you, love? We miss you terribly.
Good morning.
And we're going to even miss you more.
I know.
In the next 30 minutes.
Oh, God.
Damn royalty.
Grabe, Grace, 30 minutes ko na lang dito. Yun yung plan ko talaga.
Please stop.
Hey, listen, this is the last time.
Manager, I'll be here at 8:30.
Yeah. Freaking A. This is the last time I'm going to get to curse at you, call you names, and all of these things, because after this, you're going to be running our country. Yeah.
Yes.
So listen, bitch.
Stop that.
God damn it, Grace. Listen, I don't know when I'm going to see you again, if I ever will. Wait, hold on.
Let's keep the background music here.
All right, listen. I don't know if I'll ever get to see you again in my lifetime because of this, you leaving the show now and all of that stuff. But I swear to God, if you refuse to respond to your name, Grace, when I say it, it has to be Madame First Lady or something like that, I will defecate
on your
hand.
Can you not be obnoxious, please? Ikaw talaga.
I'm just saying, all right? Listen,
you know
you,
me better than
I got 30 minutes to still treat you like an equal.
You right, always before you become treat royalty. Me like an equal until the day I die.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I can. I still can right now. But for the next 30 minutes, I don't. I mean, this is it for me. So I'm going to say right now, if I ever see you like some sort of like UN thing, because the UN is here in New York, and I'm like, hey, Grace, man, remember me, man? We're like brother, sister, man. I slept with you once. And you go, it's Madame First Lady or some.
You slept beside
what are you gonna deny
me.
It now? We slept together.
Oh my God. You slept beside me with a huge pillow between us. With a huge
That's code. That's code for what's down my pants, the huge pillow. Now listen, just because the president's listening to the show and you want to lie to him about your very promiscuous past, that's fine with me. But we know the truth.
Hoy, ano ka ba? People are going to believe you.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. He's not going to believe me. Come on. If I see you at the UN or something like that, and I'm like, Grace, and you say, sorry, it's Madame First Lady. I swear, I'm just going to pull my pants on. I'm just going to poo right there.
Catch your head.
And you held my poo once, so don't even pretend
I did it. It was mojo.
That we weren't close. I know, but it flicked at you when I pooed in the booth.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, when I took a dump in the booth, and he picked it up and threw it, a part of it hit you, don't lie.
And we started running. Like crazy people,
and we started running after that.
But it didn't hit me, but it almost.
It hit you. You breathed it. Come on, don't lie to me.
Yeah,
I agree. All right, Grace. So here, let's get to the issues here. What the hell? Why are you leaving? What's wrong?
Wait, I have a speech ready. Am I gonna do it now?
No, I
wrote it for 3 days.
Okay, let me give you some of our takes on it. Okay. We know you're gonna deny it because you're a political figure now.
No, but I'm not gonna deny it. I really have. And this is really the reason why I'm leaving, but I'm not going to deny it. So just throw
all
it
right.
at me. I'm just
you gonna... guys are serious now. You guys are serious now.
No,
yes?
We're still dating. I mean, there's no label.
Yeah, but you're leaving us because of this, right?
No,
because
no,
I mean,
a lot of people have been asking me, is it because of that? And which is the reason why, you know, it was difficult for me to break it to the management that I was leaving, because I knew that somehow, some way, people were gonna try to link it. But it has nothing to do with it. In fact,
link what? What do you mean? What do you
link
mean?
My leaving
link,
to my
dating,
dating the president, and it has nothing to do with it. In fact, he didn't even know I was leaving the show up until yesterday.
Yes.
No, seriously, I can even show. I can show Susie right now the text. I didn't
Sige,
even.
Again.
I didn't even tell him.
Babe, babe,
I didn't
babe,
tell him
babe, babe.
Up until yesterday, and it's funny because I told him yesterday, and he was quite surprised too. Like, he was like, why are you leaving? So,
yeah. Okay. What was
it sounded like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, grabe ka naman. He's not 72 years old.
Really?
Was it a favorable response for him? Finally.
You know? No. He just asked. You know, very objective.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And I explained.
And then he said, okay.
And he said, and he's like, oh, I understand. Okay. Nothing.
Okay, now why? Okay, so wait, is it my fault?
It's not your fault. And so many
right,
people.
Then I don't care what it is. All right, let's play some music.
Go. Let's play my favorite song. So go.
Okay, hold on one second.
Yes.
Is it, I mean, my thing is, if he was never your boyfriend, though,
right?
Or if you're never dating him, you'd be on the show tomorrow, next week. So
you know what?
It's just not, because it's not because of him, but it is because of him. He's freaking
what?
I said it's because of him.
It's not because of him. Stop it. And the management.
You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me that in March of 2012,
because
of some Mayan calendar nonsense, you were going to leave. Since last year,
I've been discussing it with the management. But then the thing is, you left, and then Bojo resigned, and then all this gulo. And I'm like, I can't leave now. Because, I mean, you know, it was just not the right time to leave because you left for New York. And we didn't see that coming March of last year. It was just a lot of things. And, you know, and in 2011, when the year started, I said, okay, this is going to be the year that I'm going to leave the show. And I was planning it. And you did something.
So you were planning to date the president. So you really kind of lined it up and all of that stuff. So I got you.
No,
I got you.
I was planning to
leave
the
show. Yeah, I like how you plan out your future.
Stop it. And I couldn't leave because you left. And then a little while later, now Mojo left.
Fault,
and I'm like, oh gosh. No, I wasn't able to leave earlier. It's your fault. Yes.
Okay.
Now she's blaming you for not being here.
That's what I heard. I said, is it my fault? All of a sudden, I hear my name constantly.
Is it my fault? No, of course not. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
That I didn't see that early.
I didn't see that coming. Okay.
The management saw this coming.
So. Okay, so here we go. Let's get to the damn speech then. Because I talked to management, love. I talked to management, and they did not see this coming. And at the same time,
they did.
There was no warning. No.
I've discussed with them quite a few times about the timing. Okay. If this is, you know.
Okay, right for the record, do you get mad at us when we tease you about the president?
I used to. I used to be upset because I thought I was pretty clear on how I didn't want to talk about it. But, you know, now it's just funny. And I'm just going to laugh it off.
Yeah. All right. Good girl. All right. So let's go. Let's read it up here. Give me the little speech. Why the hell are you leaving us? I thank you that we're parting in such a good manner because, I mean, I've said this twice already on the show in the past few days, that this is the first time, aside from when I left, that we're actually going to have some sort of cordial exit. So some sort of like, it just nice, inviting.
And I'm the only one who stayed longer than like 2 years, right? Or a year and a half. Is that like the maximum of other DJs?
Probably. Yeah, but say you're the longest duration for a female on the show.
Right.
Okay. Usually they can't take it. All right, but anyway, go ahead. Read.
I read it, nah.
Well, you get some dramatic music?
Don't play Tin. Dramatic music, yeah. Please.
Okay, I got
Stop
you.
Stop it.
What do you got, Tin?
This is like the ultimate. Are you ready?
Give me the German national anthem.
Oh, no. German national anthem.
I'm giving you Michael Ernst to rock here.
And I'm going to say there's nothing wrong with masturbation.
That's
hey, good job, Grace. And that's a great way to start off.
There
your,
was something before
speech.
And after that. Oy, kailangan ganyan yung tugtugan.
Yung Michael Ernst to rock.
What is this, the buzz?
Go, Grace.
Oy, hindi ako ready.
Grace, you're leaving.
All right, we'll make fun of you and your boyfriend a little bit more if you're not ready.
Stop
All right, here
it.
We go.
No,
Let's
no,
go.
No, I start now.
Okay.
You ready, Grace?
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Oh, this is so awkward.
Baduin yo, both of you. The music selection plus this whole stupid speech. This is all massively corny. And
it is corny.
I can't believe this is so stupid. I can't believe you can't just address us in your own kind of style, which you've given
this
to the show
my style.
For the past years.
I have been saying over and over again on the show, write letters.
This
Be
is
ready.
Retarded.
I'm living by example.
Go, guys. You can do it.
Okay.
Darn it, you've learned so much in Malacanang. It's sick.
Hey, I was promoting letter writing ever since.
Sure.
Okay, I go
sure.
now.
You do letter writing because your boyfriend is not even in touch with the email process yet. He's so old, but continue.
Hi.
Go defend him, Grace. Defend him.
Hold on, that was really rude.
That was really bad.
That was rude.
Hi.
That was so bad. Shame on you, Mo. Listen, that was bad. Wow. It's the respect given to the... Oh, good Lord. Man.
That was horrible.
Woo. That was so bad. Just saying that your boyfriend didn't know how to do the email because he's so old. That's so wrong.
Wait. You make him sound like he's 72.
I love how Grace is super defending him.
What do you want?
I love it.
All right, gosh.
True love, control love.
Here we go. Okay, go.
Does he do it by so scroll?
What?
Mas techie pa kaya siya sa akin?
I love how she's defending him.
Techie's code for something else. Yeah.
Stop! Can you stop it? Dating nga eh. What part of dating do you not get?
Good morning, people.
Okay. Walang good morning, actually. It was just an awkward moment.
Go!
Okay. Alright. Seryoso na to. Okay. When I first started on the show, I said to myself, 6 months. You know, never in my wildest dreams that I imagined that I'd stay on the show for more than 4 years now. And it has been, no doubt, a great run despite, you know, the trials and challenges along the way that we've had on the show, whether it's personal or professional. I fell in love with the show, our listeners.
Ooh.
Our listeners, my growth as a person through the show, my magic family, of course. And I truly believe I have become a better person because of this show, and this is not cliche. And I will explain to you why. I used to think that I had a very strong, undeniably right principles and wise, and I was wise enough to stand by it. But the show and, of course, our listeners challenged that constantly, and you, Mung. And although it took a while, I came to terms with my weakness, and I saw that weakness through the show, and I became a stronger person as I saw my faults and sometimes foolishness. Maybe my world was a little bit too small before I joined the show, and it really opened up my views on a lot of things. And I think that's the beauty of the show. The show may be tainted with constant controversy, but it remains to be the show it has started to be. To get all of you from point A to point B of your destination entertained. And we have emphasized, and I will say it again, I have and we have gained more from this show than the listeners believe they have. So, it is with the utmost gratitude that I speak before all of you, and I thank each and every one of you for the wonderful 4 years you've made possible for us, for me, as a part of this show. I have thought of leaving the show a number of times before for personal reasons, but I also always found excuse to make myself stay. And simply, lately, I can't make excuses anymore. All this is that time has come for me to leave and move on from the show, and there's no catalyst. It's not because of someone, for someone, or because of a specific reason. No one has influenced my decision. If this is a breakup, I would say, it's not you, it's me, and I would really mean it. Susie is one of the best DJs we have in Magic, and I've told her so when we first met in person. And we're so blessed to have her on the show. And she's gonna be awesome. Mo, you have opened so many doors for me, and this show has done so much for me, and I will always be grateful to you and to Magic 89.9, to our boss Koyang. I do all the DJs, the staff at the Meng who cleans constantly after us, our guards, our technicians. All of you have been nothing but great to me. Y'all stood by me and defended me when I didn't even think it was necessary, and when I knew I needed it the most. And it was without my asking. So I will always be indebted to all of you, and I will never forget that. Although I resigned from the show, I remain a member of the Magic family. And I'm really looking forward to the future that lays ahead of me with this company. So I would like to thank everyone again, and we'll talk to you again very soon. There you go. See, that wasn't so bad. I said my thanks. Hi. I'm tulog.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, Momo, the speech. You totally missed the speech. You completely missed it. Do you want her to do it again?
No, please. Wait a minute. So what? Are you going to do time slots? Or what are we looking at here?
You know, I have no idea that the management has not said anything. I have not discussed anything with them.
So it is our fault.
It's not your fault.
Listen, I look at this as all formulas here.
No.
It's our fault.
And you know what?
You're going to resign from the show, but you're going to stay in the station.
Even our station.
What are you going to do, boy side out?
No. Lalo na. No, it's just even the station manager. Station manager has come out and said, "Nah, you know, even we believe that it has come to a time where, when."
Oh, you got fired?
No.
Okay.
They agree. You know, before, because they tried to dissuade me by saying, no, don't leave the show, ganyan, ganyan, so many reasons. And I would always let them persuade me. But, you know, the last time, they completely understood, you know. So, I'm not leaving Magic.
Okay.
I'm just leaving the show. Okay. I'm still going to be a
here's
part of my the family. Yeah.
All right. Here's my take on this. First of all, you didn't write that. All right.
I wrote this.
That was too political. Listen, no.
Now you have the president's speechwriter.
No, I wrote this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. My
because
goodness.
Listen,
no, it was
first of all, it was grammatically perfect. Meaning that you didn't write it. Secondly,
because I wrote it, I could correct it over and over again. Stop it.
Secondly, this whole I'm not leaving cattle is words that I've never heard come out of your mouth before. You.
It's me. I write for a newspaper. What's wrong with you?
Hey, listen, I'm getting tweet after tweet saying, hey, she didn't write that.
My goodness.
Listen, dear, I'm just giving you a hard time because at least at the very end, I want to know that we're still friends because I know after this, you're going to go on to great leadership posts. You're probably going to be taking care of the
I'm
Red Cross once Gordon's gone.
You
know,
I
know how it's going
to
work.
But I would love to be a
Department
part of Red
Cross. Department of Health. Yeah. There you go. That's not it.
No, but
presidential aspirations. I mean, political.
It's non-political. It won't be political.
But let me go ahead and say these things, though, for you. Just because, you know, you're like my sister. I love you dearly.
I love you, too.
First of all, for all the teasing that we've done in the years and years and years about you, what's this, like, liking politicians and stuff. I just want to say how proud I am that you actually went to the top. I mean, you know, I thought it was always going to stop.
You know what?
Somewhere,
actually,
like, in the Senate level.
You know,
I really thought
seriously,
it was just going
to
stop.
I'll be very candid with you guys because when it comes to Good Times Listeners, naman, wala naman akong tinatago. And that's the problem. It constantly gets me into trouble. But, you know, when I first said yes to our first date, right? The first thing that entered my mind was you, Mo. And then I was going to say...
Yeah, of course, it should.
No, because I was going to say, my goodness, you know, if he finds out that I ever went on a single date with the president, this is never going to end. He's always going to tease me that, Grace, you reached the top. And you are.
You did.
There you go.
I'm
now
so proud of you. This is not a joke.
I can
I'm
read
so
you.
Proud of you.
Just as advertised.
I'm so proud of you.
And you know,
because
this all started,
and this all started because
of Senator Cheese Escudero. And I'm sorry that you know, that he's...
I've done it with this. Play it again.
No, that was cheese as in pagkain cheese, not cheese as good there. But
so
anyway,
you have sex with cheese the food? Wow, you're a wild thing.
Stop
right.
it.
Anyway,
but you know,
ahead,
it started
ahead,
with that. It started with his guesting and then you guys teasing me. And it kind of got stuck with me for the past, 3 years or so. And I always thought it was not funny, but now it's funny because I really ended up
It's true now. Right.
Exactly.
Yes,
now it's before parang I'd be so defensive na parang great Mo, I will never marry a decent guy or no decent guy is ever gonna propose to me because you tagged me to be this kind of girl. But now it's fine.
And that's still true.
Hey.
Okay.
You
say
they proposed to you already?
No. I mean to be their date or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But oh god.
All right. Listen, okay, what is this? How does this work? Do we take calls? Do we give our own personal goodbye speech to Grace, we have 10 minutes here. What's the deal?
We still have a break left. I still have announcements. But we do have some calls on hold. If you guys
want
to put them on air.
Let's do some calls. And then you say goodbye to Grace. You guys know each other on more of a personal level than you do on a professional. Mm-hmm. Because you're so new. That's right. But, you know, and then, you know, I'll say goodbye to Grace. And I'll, you know me. I'm a little bit of a crybaby. I'm sure you've seen that on the internet. and I'll...
Ako on TV ko nakita.
Ako sa YouTube.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. There's 3 million of you have seen it.
That's what we're going to say goodbye with.
I have one question. Mm-hmm. Tanong ko lang sa inyo.
Sino
nag-release sa media yung text message ko sa inyong tatlo? Because I sent that message to Mo, to you, Susie, and to Susie. Our station manager.
Okay, wait.
Who released that text message?
Well, first of all,
That was a very personal text message. Why would you release it to the media? Susie, what's wrong with you people?
First of all, I'll be honest right now. Susie read it on air.
Because?
I told her not to. I told her not to. Susie, that's the best person. All right.
Liar!
Don't do that. Secondly, I'm sure you saw my tweet where she DM'd me and called
Grace,
your boyfriend.
Hey, Grace, I'm really sorry if I offended
she
you.
She said
in
this
any
is
way.
The president's fault. Actually, that effer.
Actually, I so see Susie saying it. She's the type.
I'm really sad that she's leaving. She's just trying to be funny.
Susie, you better admit that was you. Susie, how dare you?
I do. I did say that when I was chatting with Mo. And I really do still blame him for taking you away from us.
But it's not his fault.
I do believe you. I do.
You can
but,
lie.
You know, at first, you know, it's... Who else can I blame but him? But now, it is clear.
Blame Mo.
Hi, Mo. See, it's your fault again.
No, yeah. Just kidding. That was a joke.
Okay.
We got calls.
All right. So, okay, calls. Sorry. Yeah, go.
Okay, let's say hello to Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Hello. Good morning.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Grace. Good luck for your new political career.
Wala akong political career. Stop it.
Nakanan ng Red Cross.
Sana masanay ka lang may mga PSG.
Wala po akong PSG. Hindi ko kailangan. At hindi ako presidente. Hindi ko kailangan ng PSG.
sino lalaki dyan nakikita ko sa camera na nakabarong tapos
taka
may...
Taka-GMA. Tsaka TV5. Ito na.
Sa earlobes.
Ay, naku. To the very end, you're gonna make me laugh.
Yes, Tony. Go ahead.
At least we're not crying.
Yeah.
That's good.
What can you say if I have a suggestion? After replacement. How about Chris Aquino?
Can we afford her?
Oh, nga eh.
Mahirap
lang po kami dito sa Magic. Hindi po yata namin siya ma-afford.
Grace Mo is asking if you've met her.
Yes, I have.
And what does she think of you?
Oh, she was wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So all the times that you've bashed her on our radio show, you take it back.
Hoy, last day ko na to. Don't get me into trouble naman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, listen, all of this is documented anyway. It's not like I'm making it up, right?
And Mo played singing Manny Villar's jingle.
Oh, yeah. I've admitted to the entire family. I campaigned for Villar. And you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. I was wearing an orange dress the first time I met him.
Good job.
Fantastic. All right, 631-0899. As quick as possible, your goodbyes to Grace for those who get through. And then maybe, hey, listen, you know, this could be your only shot at talking to someone with a complete and absolute direct line to the presidency. So if
Stop
you want to even
I
throw in,
not.
Like, hey, no. Hey, listen, this is for the people, okay? Listen, it's for the people. If you can call, you say, hey, listen, hey, one quick message for P. Diddy. This is what I want to say. That's it.
Okay, let's talk to Jason, calling in from QC. Good morning, Jason.
Hi.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Mo. Susie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Grace. I just want to say thank you for the 4 years and a half or something.
Thank you.
The show has been crazy and still the East.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring insanity to an insane show. Thank you very much.
Thank you also.
Okay, bye.
How about F you very much? You're an insane show. Oh, come on, that's not so bad. Come on.
You know, it's true.
It is sort of.
All right,
nice.
Keep it going.
Hello, Alexis. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Susie, this is Alexis.
Yes, Alexis. Hello. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, Moa. I can't give in to your request na short. My morning used to be
no problem.
Miles and Joey. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the birth of the game changer with Mo on end. During yung good times na yan na introduce after yung mawala si Joey and Miles. Now I said, why am I gonna like this man? He sounds so arrogant, but somehow intelligent, diba? So I decided to listen still, okay, knowing that I could probably learn some. And then I started liking the show with Mojo and Andy Nine. And then there goes Forbidden Question and Jensi Maui and all. And then when Miss Gracie came in, I started loving the show. And the problem with me now is from loving. I am a loyal patron, and then I got so affected when during the height of Mr. Mohan Gumatay's controversies, I found myself defending this arrogant guy to people around. And you know, sabi ko, why am I doing this? Bakit ba ako naapektuhan dito sa good times na to? And then, got sad all the more, cried with the callers upon learning that Mo is leaving. And then suddenly, mas naging sad ako when Mojo had to leave because I don't know if my mornings will be the same. That was my fear when I called last Thursday when this girl said she prefer another girl over Grace Lee. Remember that, Miss Gracie? I'm Alexis.
Yes, I remember you. Okay, so you were so
don't know
very
if
passionate.
I was making sense that Thursday, but Monday came. I was planning to call to recite this piece, no? And then biglang mag-resign ka na. That was my fear. Because I love these three, although I know I should thank that one who can't be named. Nako, dahil because of her, meron tayong susi, no? Meron akong susi in the morning. But I'm sad now that Modo is gone and you're resigning. And then I only have Mo and Susi. I don't know if I still have 100% with me. But if others would have forums wherein members could probably relate to each other because of a common interest, good times is my circle, you know. I don't know personally the callers, but I have Mr. Who's that lawyer, Antoine.
Antoine.
The smartest caller ever. And then we have Trixie, the not to you, that not, before, she doesn't like Susie, but not anymore.
Oh, she loves Susie now.
Yes,
I told you, give it some time.
There's this very informative Professor Norman, and the kids calling from 6 to 7, including my child. You know, I'm gonna miss this. Alam mo, kahit minsan nasasalbayan ako sa mga comments ni Mr. Mohan Gumatay, I still probably would stick with him. And
thank you.
I just hope you'll find a very good replacement for Miss Grace Lee. I just created a Twitter account because I want to follow her. Now you're leaving the show.
It's okay. I will still reply to your tweet.
Promise.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much
and
for that wonderful speech of yours.
Please take care of this wonderful show. Alam mo yon, I was planning to ask pa nga na if there would be eyeballs para, di ba, sa forums, they have those links para you would personally meet yung mga other. I was thinking of making a yung parang listener's night or something na wherein I can meet Anton, I can meet Trixie if it's possible.
Melissa, Ian, all those weirdos.
the offensive ones. They're not weirdos.
Yes.
There are a lot of
weirdos. Probably.
Yeah. No, totally. All right. Thank you for the call. Those are all very, very kind words.
Oh, I hope to see you again soon.
You take care of your show. You're doing a good job uplifting our lives in the morning. More than anything else.
And
more than
listen,
just traffic.
Hey, Grace.
Yeah.
Take care of our president and take care of our country. You know, I mean, I'll take care of the show. I'll lock it down. You take care of our nation. We need some help here. I mean, on a serious note, really. I think one thing I've always loved about Grace is here. She's been consistent, man. We need to fix things here in our country. And that drive, I hope, is infectious to the people at the top, you know, starting with him and all the people around him. You know what I mean? Don't take crap, Grace. I mean, if you see bad things happening, man, stop it, you know? Like you always loved us, the nation, you know? And now that you're, I don't know, I'm saying you run anything, but you know, you have a chance to give an opinion.
Yeah, but you know, actually, ang dami kong natututunan din sa kanya because I always thought I had extraordinary love for Philippines and for the people, right? But when we do talk about it, talo ako sa kanya, I have to say. And I think that makes it very, very hopeful
listen,
for all of us.
Right, but at the same time, though, as a career politician, we should not be in this corruption index. We should not be at the bottom, man. You know what I mean?
And we all see him.
We shouldn't be with those countries.
We
shouldn't be with those combative, hostile countries. You know? Aren't we? I know this is a political thing. I don't want to make it about you. But you get what I mean? Stop it if you see it. You know, love? Let's not be idiots, man. You know we all know how far it goes.
I will confidently tell you, before I even see it, he will stop it. I mean...
Yeah.
No. I really... No, I really, truly believe it because... he has extraordinary love for his country, and he's been raised well by his mother, and his father for the years that he actually spent
with
him.
You could tell by the sister.
Actually, all of his sisters are wonderful people. Very simple. It's unbelievable how simple these people are, and kudos to them. Talaga.
I'm sure she's simple. Totally. Yeah, I got you. I agree 100%. All right.
We need to
Grace,
take a break.
Anything you want to tell? No, not yet. One second here. I'm laughing at my joke. Susie, what do you want to say? What do you want to say to Grace here as she goes? And then we'll take the break and say her goodbyes. What do you want to say?
Yeah, like you said, I really know her more on a personal level than a professional level. Although I have been hearing great things about how unbelievably professional you are, not just on the show but outside as well. We've been friends since I joined the Magic. Nauna ka sa akin by around a year. I don't get to see as much as I want to, but when we do go out, ayoko na. Oh, when we do go out, you know, we get to talk a lot. I'm really gonna miss you. One of the reasons why I said yes to getting on the show, aside from the fact, of course, of getting to work with Mo, was because I was looking forward to working with you.
And I told her I would not leave her.
Yeah, you told... She's such a liar. I made her promise not to leave me, and here she is.
Bagay.
This is her last day, and it sucks. Although, I'm looking forward to your, you know, the next step for you here in Magic. I'm really happy that you're not going to be leaving the station outright. And I also know that you and me and Mia, you know, will continue to be friends outside the
and
station.
And of course, Andy, Susie, every single Andy, DJ Jessica. Here, we're
right.
all friends.
Yes, the girls, the boys, all of us. And I am excited for you. I think you are making the right decision, you know, being a completely selfless friend here. Of course, I would want you here with me and Mo, but being talking as a friend, I think you are making the right decision personally. And I do wish you all the best. I'm going to miss you like hell. I'm still sort of angry at you because you're leaving me. You suck.
Sorry.
But
I know you love me.
You brought... You, Mo, and Mojo brought the show to crazy heights. Yeah. And it's,
and you will, again, beat that. On you.
Beat Susie. It's such huge shoes to fill. But for the short time that we were together on the show, I would like to thank you for teaching me everything that you did. I'm going to miss you a lot. I really will. And I love you very much as a friend, as a co-DJ, as a co-worker. I'm proud of myself. Hindi pa ako umiiyak. Mo, ayoko na, stop na.
Yeah, all right. Listen, I'll make it quick because, you know, we've seen so many people come and go on this show, including myself several times. And it, you know, it's so dramatic to say all these things on air, but you know, I'm not with you anymore. I can't see you. I can't touch you. I can't hold you. I can't hug you. I can't say bye properly, you know? So whatever, this is it. Yeah. Thanks, you know, really for being on time, for defending us. So strongly, like when people attack, because I like when people attack us. I like when people call the show and give a negative comment as well as a positive one. You know, I mean, obviously the positive ones are always great, but a negative one, we need to make it fair. You know, we have to say, okay, listen, we are tough on you listeners. And if you want to be tough on us, we're not going to hang up on you. You go ahead. We hang up on you if you're stupid. But if you bring up a good point that's tough on us, we're okay. And even if I tell Grace, don't fight them. Grace still fights them. It's a loyalty, you know? It's something that even if I tell her, stop it, stop arguing with them. Let me do it because I'm the hated one. I'm the one that people can get mad at. They can't get mad at you. And I've told you that several times. Don't do it. But not because you're hard-headed, but I think it's just because internally you're just that type of person. I'm going to defend you guys. I'm going to go out. You know what? So what? Yeah, screw you, Gumats. If they attack us, I'm bulldog mode, you know? And I'm like, no, I'll do it. I'll take the heat for it. It's fine. I'm so used to getting in trouble. No worries. But Grace being... And that makes you a good friend. And I appreciated all of those times that you did. Even though at times you'll get a phone call saying, "Oh, yeah, bring me Korean again." It's because you stood up for us. Right, wrong, in between, whatever. You're there. And that's cool. Thank you. And I for all your contributions on the show, whatever, for all the times we teased you, I hope you accept an apology, even though you know it really was just to make fun and not to take so many things seriously. I don't agree with your reasons of leaving. I think that so many people take this show too seriously when we all are trying just to entertain, you know? And I understand why you're leaving. I don't necessarily agree with it because I can only hope and beg that you don't take it as seriously as everyone has done. You know, mm-hmm. Dear?
Yes.
But you're going to do it, and that's fine. Okay? Now, on a personal note, right? We didn't go out very much. Sure, we slept together, but that was once.
Slept maybe beside each other on the bed with a huge pillow you in call between it. Us.
Okay, maybe you're a deep sleeper. Whatever. and we don't hang very much
because you're antisocial.
I'm antisocial and whatever, but the one thing I do remember, and again, even though it was very recently, I will hold it dearly in my heart forever, that when I told you what happened to me and you cried so much with me, and you heard me, you heard how painful it was what I went through, and it was like it was a different me, and you kept on saying, "My God, you're so destroyed," and I was so destroyed. And you sat there, and you were destroyed with me. You know, like a lot of friends would go, "Man, that really sucks. What happened? Wow, I feel so bad for you. That happened," and then be like, "Sige, let's go get a drink, or let's go get a bite to eat, or do you need to come over and hug you?" When Grace saw me destroyed, worse than what you guys would watch on the internet or whatever, she was equally devastated for me and with me because it was a bad thing that happened to the world and it was a bad thing that happened to me. You get? And that I'm forever, eternally grateful because I heard you absolutely devastated. And not just because it was me and we're friends, but because it was wrong and you were just so passionate. You felt so passionate about how bad it got. Yes, and you knew that this was going to happen. You knew, while you blamed me earlier for leaving right away and stuff like that, you knew that, man, my life has changed forever, and this will all go crazy. And I don't want to make this about myself, but I just want to let you know that how I appreciate so much that you're the only person I spoke to that hurt as much as I did, just because you heard how much I was hurting, and that is awesome.
Because I love you guys.
Grace is crying.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, that was a little longer than my mom, but...
so, yeah.
But I think, Grace, really, love you thank guys. You, dear. Man, that call was awesome. And thank you, really.
And thank you for wonderful, wonderful 4 years. I mean, without the show, I probably wouldn't be where I am at today. I mean, no, not probably, for sure. And
yeah, so I'm more important than your parents. That's fine. I get it. Listen, thanks.
I let you have that.
Let's take that break and say, yeah. Let's take our break and then say bye to. Yeah, let's take our break and then say bye to Grace when we come back. Don't go away.
Good times. New York, Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
I started Grace Haircutters 10 years ago to give Filipinos salon care na hindi masakit sa bulsa. So kahit 49 pesos lang ang gupit sa amin, ang quality, no different from more expensive salons. At yung promise na yan, dapat i-replicate sa lahat ng Reyes Haircutters sa bulsa.
How can Les Reyes maintain his quality without passing his costs to his customers? By having customized and cost-efficient solutions.
Expert kami sa haircutting. PLDT SME Nation, ang experts cost-cutting.
Real entrepreneurs need real solutions. PLDT SME Nation. Success made easy.
Jomar, may chick na hard to get.
Date? I don't like nga. My mom will make galit.
Pero ang new Pure Foods crisp and juicy damits,
chicken na lang.
Ang favorite mong crispy, delicious, and juicy fried chicken,
chicken na lang.
Drumstick na malaman kasi boneless,
chicken na lang. I-prepare.
New Pure Foods crisp and juicy damits,
chicken na lang ang fried chicken.
Also try Pure Foods crisp and juicy chicken burger.
Whenever you order a Sunmix strong ice, just imagine an elephant. The largest elephant in the world. The largest elephant in the world that knows ninjutsu. The largest elephant in the world that knows ninjutsu that's out to get you! Sunmix Strong Ice. It slides smooth and strikes strong. So the wapak
is unlike anything you've ever experienced. Drink responsibly.
Sunmix Strong Ice has the hit that's unlike anything you've ever experienced. The hit that's subtle, yet strong. Slide smooth, strike strong, whoop-ack. Drink responsibly.
Gas up at Caltex today, March 8, and get 3 pesos off per liter on gold and silver with Tecron, or 1 peso and 50 centavos off on diesel with Tecron from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Caltex stations along and Lex Malinta, 9th Avenue, Caloocan, Mindanao and Visayas Avenue, West Triangle, Boni Avenue, Barangay Malamig, Congressional, and all stations along EDSA. So drive to the one nearest you and experience the cleaning power of Caltex with Tecron. Enjoy your journey. Promo runs on weekdays from February 14 to March 30, 2012. For DTI NCR permit number 09. To one series of 2012.
Good news from HomeSmart Bro Wireless. Finally, you can get an unlimited broadband connection for your home and your own netbook.
Or as low as 50 pesos a day.
So you get reliable, fast internet connection from HomeSmart Bro Wireless and a netbook of your choice.
Or as low as 50 pesos a day.
So hurry! Subscribe to unlimited HomeSmart Bro Wireless bundled with a Neo or Acer netbook now.
Or as low as 50 pesos a day.
Apply now. Visit the nearest smart store or home reseller. Promo runs from Feb 1 to April 30, 2012. Per DTI NCR permit number 10336, series of 2011. See flyers for details. For increase, call *1-888 from your smart cell phone.
For as low as 50 pesos a day.
Hey you, I'm talking to you. If you want to
move like Jagger,
or if you
found love in a hopeless place
with a
California girl
or a
beautiful monster,
kahit
basang basa sa ulan.
Well, then go to mymusicstore.com.ph and legally download your favorite MP3s. Enjoy the latest high-quality music for as low as 20 pesos.
Don't be a smooth criminal.
Go to mymusicstore.com.ph.
8 a.m. na. My morning meeting ako with boss. Hope my puyat was worth it. PowerPoint presentation? Check. Confidence level? Check. Second armor? Check.
Pag puyat ka, humihina resistensya mo. Take Secon every day. Your body's armor of protection. Don't take Secon just when you feel you're about to get sick. Take it every day because every day is a fight against sickness and disease. Good work, Andrew. You're ready for bigger projects.
Thanks, boss.
Ascorbic acid Secon. Your body's armor of protection.
Fight sickness and infection. Live healthy. Take ascorbic acid Secon every day.
Sausage Man!
Beat road hunger. Fast. McDonald's drive-thru.
Early morning rush? Have a sausage McMuffin at a nearby McDonald's drive-thru.
How nice naman your dress. Alam mo bagay dyan? Pearls. Oo nga. Or, try mo jade. Pwede. Bagay din dyan. Silver lang.
True.
So, ano nang susuotin mo? Wala ko lahat nan eh.
Put some sparkle in your life at the Jewelry Fair in Green Hills Shopping Center. Now ongoing until March 12.
So, how do I look?
Huh? Ano ba? Bakit mo sinuot lahat?
Come on. Oh. Come on. Oh. That's it. Faster. Oh. Faster. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh. Yes. Woo! That was good. Oh. Can you go another round?
The country's ultimate test of endurance is back. Rogen East Last Man Running Year 2. March 24 at Bonifacio Global City. At stake, a trip to China for the Great Wall Marathon. If you're man enough to be the last man running, register now at www.rogenelmr.com. Multivitamins plus minerals plus DNL plus royal jelly plus Korean Panax ginseng is the generic name of Rogen E.
In the beginning,
enjoy top-speed video streaming up to 20 Mbps with Smart Rocket Wi-Fi Plus. Visit smart.com.ph/tour for more info. Minimum speed of 12 to 48 kbps at 80% reliability rate.
BPI makes car ownership easy with one-year free comprehensive insurance with Active Nature coverage. Enjoy low down payment, as fast as 3 hours approval, and free comprehensive insurance with BPI Family Auto Loan. Hurry! Offer is open to all BPI, BPI Family Savings Bank clients until June 1, 2012 only. To apply, qualify for a BPI Family Auto Loan with free comprehensive insurance. And for more details, visit bpiloans.com. Terms and conditions apply. For DTI promo permit number 0564, series of 2012.
Are you looking for a great career opportunity? Join the teleperformance team today. Apply now by calling 857-3222 or visit www.teleperformance.ph. You can also like us on Facebook at Teleperformance Philippines.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Twister with Grace Lee and Susie in the Philippines.
9:13 on the clock, going a little bit over time. That time check, by the way, was brought to you by Yahoo She, the online destination for women of substance. And what better way to celebrate International Women's Month than by checking out Yahoo She? Think about it. Is it fair to be judged based on your personal style, or do you let fashion define you? Do not be a fashion victim. Also, determine what is the right personal style for you with your body type, with your personality. The way you look really does matter with how the world looks at you as well. So how do you be fab? Is it being a fashionista? All these will be addressed on Yahoo She. Please do check it out. Celebrate Women's Month with us at Yahoo She. 914. Grace Lee, Mo Twister, what's up?
Yep. Okay. I'm reading this thing. Is it true Manny Pacquiao was hit by VIR charges for what?
Yes.
Tax records?
Yes.
Grace, your take on this. Lahat ng politika, Grace.
No, kasi the thing is, wala pa naman, BIR allegedly filed charges against him because of his refusal to file certain documents or submit documents to the BIR. But according to Manny naman, a few days ago daw yung accountants niya lahat pumunta sa BIR at kinilaro na yung issue. So we'll see. We'll have to wait a little bit about that issue kasi lumabas lang to, kagabi lang yata. So yeah, we'll have to
wait. Congressman. No worries, Congressman. That's fine, Congressman. All right. Let's wrap it up. Grace, thanks again. Anything else you wanna say, or can you guest on every now and then, whenever you know what I'm saying? We should have had a sex advice with Grace Lee one last time. You
stop
know,
just it.
One.
It's sex advice with Mo Gumatay.
No, I mean, we should just have one more. But
it's,
you know,
love,
I gotcha.
Advice,
no,
with Grace Lee, diba?
Okay.
It's
nothing anymore.
Give them advice.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Anything you want to say before we go?
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you to all of our listeners. So many people, so many of you have tweeted me this morning. And don't cry. I'm not the man leaving radio. I love radio. I've fallen in love with radio through Mo. Everything I know as a DJ, I've learned from Mo, and I'm not going to waste
in
that.
Love with Mo. Huh?
Fallen in love with the station and everything I know through you. Ano ba?
Listen, hey, listen. Susie,
do you want me to continue
she
or not?
Hots for me before, too. So no, yeah, Grace, listen. Anytime you need us for anything, please let us know. I'm sure when campaign season comes around, you've jumped into this field. We'll be by your side always, regardless of your platform. No worries. And yeah, if you just need anything, just always know we're here. It's nice
and
to
I
have
know
a good goodbye.
Live.
With you do, yeah, that's true. You want to sleep over again? Is that how it is?
No.
Okay, I got it.
I don't want to sleep over.
What? Listen, you're the one with the you're the one bringing up the lines. I'm just have a great day, everyone. Have a great life, Grace. I hope to bump into you again. You know.
Sasadyain ko talaga. I will go visit you soon. And to all of our listeners, sure. Thank you so much for all the support. Talaga naman, you know, I think everybody knows the past 2 months has been, it's been crazy, and I've been struggling also. It's been difficult for me emotionally. I've never been put in a spot this vulnerable. And the show got me through a lot of those challenges, and our listeners were always so great. Although merong 10% na hindi, 90% of you guys were always so wonderful to me. So I really, really thank all of you. I know that it's not gonna be easier. I'm sure this is not the end of it. I'm sure there are gonna be more challenges that I will have to face, and I hope that I will still have the strength to deal with it the way I did through this show, even without it. So we'll figure that out along the way. But I love every one of you. I sincerely, sincerely thank all of you for every single morning that you allowed us to be a part of your day.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Good times. See you guys next week without Grace. And I think we have Ginger. I think we have Ginger Conejero on Monday. Maybe we'll try out. We never know. We have a lot of people that have sent in messages, direct messages to me about they're excited that Grace is finally gone so they can take her job right out, right there. So we'll see, and again, there's many, so we'll see who we can juggle in and out of there. All right. Well, yeah, thanks, Grace. We'll see you around. Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Mo. I'll see you soon. I miss you already, and I love you.
I knew it.
I'm never wrong. Never wrong.
I love you, Susie. I love our station. Thank you, Magic. Yeah. Thank you, Koya. Thank you, Aizu. Right. Oh, and by the way, special thanks to Aizu dahil lately, siya yung parang naging spokesperson ko. So, bubuk siya ng interview. Yeah. So thank you so much.
I do. All the time.
I know. Yeah.
All right, we'll
thank
leave you,
Koya,
with Grace Lee's
for being
song.
A great boss.
This is again. This is Grace performing. You belong to me.
Performing.
Yeah. This is her
sang.
With all the instruments.
Oh
she's
no, you're not
for
playing
all the instruments.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Let me
this
go.
This is
in
Grace
peace.
Singing. No, this is it. I'm saying pieces is what it is. You belong to me. She's doing the beatbox.
No.
She's doing all the instrumentation with her voice only. No.
I can't believe you have this on file. You're
instrument
so scary.
Whatsoever.
I lose all my files. How do you do this? You're so
you
ridiculous.
You don't have the Manny Villar one too? That's awesome. But all right, here we go. Let's play Grace here.
And I'm gonna say there's nothing.
No, stop saying that.
Wrong one.
Stop
one.
Saying that.
I'm sorry. I'm sure that's why you won him over.
The power of the vagine.
There was always something before and after that.
I know.
Yeah. Oh darn it. Which one am I looking for? I gotta hear my Manny Villar part. Hold on.
Stop it! Susie, put him off air now.
Hold on, here it is. This is it. This is where it comes home. It's offbeat, but
I know. Why is it offbeat? Bakit offbeat yan?
You're so offbeat, it's crazy. All right, anyway, so let's wrap it. We'll leave you with, again, Grace, do you belong with me? Grace, you belong with us, all right? Just want you to know, forever.
Forever.
You're one of ours. Right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Grace.
Love you.
But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. You could see that I'm the one who understands you. Been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me.
Good times in the morning. Good times. Live in New York. Twister with Grace Lee.